Gonna have a nice, quiet, relaxing day. What'd you say, Jeffy? Jeffy, I can't hear you. Speak up.
All right, Daddy. Hold on 1 second.
What?
Can you buy me a laptop so I can play Minecraft?
Jeffy, you don't need the stupid megaphone.
Can you buy me a laptop so I can play Minecraft?
Ask without the megaphone.
Can you buy me a laptop so I can play Minecraft?
No! You know what? I said no, I'm not buying you a stupid dumb laptop! Who's that? Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Goodman, what are you doing here?
You see this laptop?
Yeah.
Well, on this laptop is 1,000 Bitcoin. And right now, with current market prices, that's over $68 million.
What, there's over $68 million on this laptop?
Yep, there sure is. And I need you to watch it for me.
But why do you need me to watch it?
Well, because tonight at 3 a.m., Bitcoin's going to be going to $100,000 per coin. And that means my portfolio will be worth over $100 million. And at 3 a.m., I need you to sell all my Bitcoin.
Well, why do you need me to sell all your Bitcoin at 3 a.m.? Why don't you do it?
Because I'll be asleep at 3 a.m. Does it look like I'm awake at 3 a.m.? Of course not. But you look like you'll be awake at 3 a.m. with those ugly bags under your eyes. God, you're ugly.
Well, why don't you just get someone else to do it? Because I don't feel comfortable with all that money. So get someone else to do it.
Well, Marvin, if you do it, I'll pay you $1 million.
You'll pay me $1 million to do it?
Yep, I sure will. But keep in mind, if you screw this up for me, I'm going to cut off your ball sack and use it as a hot air balloon. It'll be a hot air balloon.
Okay, I won't mess this up. I will definitely sell them, okay? It's safe with me.
Okay, don't screw this up, Marvin.
Oh, man, Daddy's about to get paid. All I have to do is click sell at 3 a.m. and I make $1 million. I'm so happy.
Oh, sweet, you got me a laptop?
No, Jeffy, I did not get you a laptop.
You bought yourself a laptop just to rub it in my face?
Well, no, Jeffy.
You're a bad daddy.
This is not even my laptop.
Oh, because it's my laptop because you bought it for me.
Well, no. Wait a minute. Yeah, Jeffy, this is your laptop. I bought it for you.
Oh, sweet. Let me play with it.
No, Jeffy. You can't play with it till 3:01 a.m.
Why?
Because I'm setting it up for you.
Well, I have to check my piggies, and my piggies need to bang.
What?
I need to breed my piggies in Minecraft.
Wait, Jeffy, hold on. Oh, I'm downloading Minecraft right now. Oh man, it says it's going to take till 3:01 to download Minecraft.
Well, then you're doing it wrong because it doesn't take that long to download Minecraft.
Jeffy, just wait till 3:01 a.m.
No! My piggies need to bang! My piggies need to go...
What?
And you're blue-balling my piggies!
Jeffy, you can play with your piggies at 3:01 a.m.
My piggies need to bang!
No, my piggies need to bang! Okay, please! Please do not break this laptop. Look, here. Let your piggies bang. Do whatever you gotta do.
All right. Don't look at my password. I gotta log in.
I'm not gonna look.
Stop looking!
Jeffy, what are you watching?
Nothing, don't look.
Wait, that doesn't sound like piggies to me.
No, it was piggies. Yeah, I'm not gonna show you what it was.
Show me what it was,
no,
Jeffy.
No.
Oh, Jack, come back! Jeffy, you get back here right now. Give me that laptop.
No, Daddy, no!
Give me the laptop, Jeffy. Jeffy, do not drop that laptop off the balcony.
You're yelling at me.
I'm not yelling, Jeffy. Let's talk. Give me the laptop back, please.
I don't want you to see what I was looking at.
I don't care what you were looking at. Just give me the laptop back.
It was a man and a woman dressed like piggies.
That's fine. Everybody watches that.
And they were oinking.
Jeffy, that's completely fine. Just please give me the laptop back. I'll do anything.
All right, well then say your ABCs backwards.
What?
On the first try, no pausing.
I can't do that.
1, 2, 3, go.
Z, Y, X.
You pause.
Look at that!
Hey! Hey!
No hitting.
Jeffy, you might have broke that laptop! God, please don't let it be broken! Jeffy! What are you doing? Stop it, Jeffy!
I didn't want you to see the piggy!
I don't care about the piggy, Jeffy! Oh, please let it still turn on! Jeffy! The screen's broken! Jeffy, it's completely broken! Why would you do that?
Mission accomplished.
You're grounded to the ground! Oh my God, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Goodman's gonna cut my ball sack off and make it into a hot air balloon. Okay. Maybe it's not broken. You know, the screen's broken and the corner's broken, but the hard drive, that's where the Bitcoin is, in the hard drive. So I'm gonna call Apple Tech Support and see if they can help me fix the laptop and get the hard drive out. Yeah, I'm gonna call Apple Tech Support. All right, it's ringing.
Hello, thank you for calling Apple Tech Support. My name is Kamil Habib Habab. Kamil as in camel, Habib Habab as in Bob for apples. And what can I do for you on this fine evening?
Well, Kamil, my laptop... What?
Who?
Camille, Habiba, Bob. Camille is in camel. Habiba, Bob is in Bob for apples.
And what can I do for you on this fine evening?
My Apple laptop is broken.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you happen to have the Apple Care Plan?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, I suggest that you purchase it for $99.99.
Okay, I'll buy it.
Well, unfortunately, you can't buy it on your current laptop. You should have bought it at the time of purchase.
Why are you trying to sell it to me then if I can't buy it?
Because I'm just trying to propose it to you for your future Apple product.
Well, I don't need it. I don't want it. I just want you to help me fix my current laptop.
Okay, do you mind telling me what is wrong with your current laptop?
My son threw it off a balcony and hit it with a hammer.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, that's not covered by the accidental damage warranty.
I don't care about the warranty. Help me fix it right now.
Okay. Well, first of all, we have to go through some quick troubleshooting techniques.
All right.
Okay?
Oh, okay. Yes, hurry up.
All right. So first on the list, I'm going to need you to turn it off and turn it back on.
I said it was broken. You hit it with a hammer.
Okay, sir, I can't proceed forward until you turn it off and turn it back on.
Okay, it's off. It's permanently off.
Okay. All right, now what is the screen showing?
Hammer mark, hammer mark, hammer mark, broken glass.
Okay, well, you're going to have to exit out of those screens in order to proceed.
It's not a screen. The laptop is off.
Okay, all right. One more thing. I'm going to need you to go into settings.
I can't go into settings. The laptop won't turn on.
And hit the reset button.
I can't do that.
All right, sir. Unfortunately, there's nothing else I can do further. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to mail you a shipping label. You'll get it in 2 to 3 business days. And then you pack up your laptop, ship it to us, we fix it, and we send it back to you in 3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks? I need to fix tonight, like in the next hour.
Well, unfortunately, there's no way I can do that, sir. The troubleshooting is not working.
Oh, okay. Can you come to my house and fix it? Like, where are you at?
Sir, I'm in Egypt.
Egypt? Well, can you give me someone in America?
Yeah, I can transfer you to my supervisor named Kevin.
Oh, okay, give me to Kevin. Is he in America?
Yep, hold on one moment, please.
Okay, good. Kevin, a nice American name.
Hello, thank you for calling Apple Tech Support. My name is Kevin.
But it's not Kevin, it's Kevin. Okay, no, I don't need their help. I'll just call a computer repair man that can come to my house tonight and fix it. Yes.
Hey there, you call Big Shirts Computer Repair? We wear big shirts and we repair computers.
I'm the one that came with the big shirts part.
Yeah, he did.
Well, who is this?
This is my brother Jonathan.
Good day, sir.
You don't have to tip your fedora to everybody you meet, Jonathan.
If you didn't like the fedora, you could have said something.
I don't have a problem with the fedora. It's the big shirts I don't like. Do we really need these?
Yes, it's part of the name. It's Big Shirts Computer Repair Services. Would it make sense if it were Regular Shirts Computer Repair Services? No.
Well, I don't understand. Can't we just change the name? I don't really understand why
No, 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 no. It has to be Big Shirts Repair Services. Because if it weren't, we would just be the same as everyone else. It's what separates us from the competition. The boys from the men.
Well, I don't really get it because Tight Jeans Computer Repair Services is doing okay.
You keep your dirty names out of your mouth.
Oh, okay. What is going on here?
Look, my mom came to me and she said, your 32-year-old brother's still living at home. Could you please help him start a company? So I came to Jonathan and I said, hey, Jonathan, what kind of company do you want to start? And he said, I want to either sell big shirts or repair computers. And I said, well, which one do you want to do, Jonathan? And he said, how about we wear big shirts while repairing computers? And I said, no, Jonathan, you're going to have to pick one or the other. So he went to our mom and he complained that I was being mean to him. So now we wear big shirts while repairing computers.
It's a great idea, honestly.
No, Jonathan, it's not a good idea, because we've only been open for a day and a half, and he's our only customer.
Well, I only called you guys because you're the only 24-hour computer repair shop.
Which was another one of Jonathan's stupid ideas, because it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and he had to get me out of bed for this.
Silly goose forgot his shirt. I didn't break into his house, and everything got climbed through your window.
You have such an ugly laugh.
Hey, you keep talking like that, and you're going to be put on Santa's naughty list.
Jonathan, you're 32 years old. Why do you still believe in Santa Claus?
See, this is why I got 2 Xbox Ones for Christmas last year, and you didn't get anything.
No, Jonathan, the reason you get 2 Xbox Ones for Christmas is because you still live at Mom's house.
No, we both know that's not true. Listen, that's not true. Mom bought the house, and then there was an addition made, the basement, and that's where I live, Mom's basement.
Yeah, you live in Mom's basement.
Precisely.
Okay, I don't care where you live. I don't care how you started the company. I don't care about anything. Can you fix my computer or not?
Ooh, I didn't know there was a lady present. Hey, sexy. Looks like you've been in an abusive relationship. Don't worry. Daddy's gonna fix you.
What is he doing?
He thinks computers are women.
Okay. Yeah. Well, can he fix the computer or not?
Listen, man, at this point, you probably should just buy a new computer.
Well, I just need you to take the hard drive out.
Sure. I am not at a hard drive. Maybe like Maybe like a half drive. Just give me a couple moments and I'll be at a full hard drive.
Ugh. Okay, listen. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be serious with you. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for this shit. Oh, listen. So, there is 1,000 Bitcoin on this hard drive.
What, 1,000 Bitcoin?
1,000 Bitcoin. $68 million on this hard drive. And I just need to get it out because I cannot lose that money.
Wait, you serious?
I'm being completely serious. So, I don't have time for whatever he's doing. Can you just get the hard drive out?
Jonathan, could you cut the crap for a second?
Excuse me. I'm busy.
Jonathan, I need you to knock this shit off, Jonathan. This is important, okay?
Brooklyn guy, I never interrupt you when you're busy, except for when I woke you up.
Yeah,
your
like
wife,
an hour ago.
But,
yeah, okay.
But listen, no, I'm about to use my free card. Don't ruin this for me.
Jonathan, listen to me. I need you to take this computer and put it in the car.
Why would I fish it in the car? I thought we were fishing it.
Because that's where the computer repair station is.
No, well, it's not. Well, it's a Hyundai Sonata.
Are you going to bring it back and you take it?
Yeah, we're going to take it. We're going to fix it. We're going to bring it right back. Right, Jonathan?
Why would you need to bring it anywhere if we're just going to fix it right here?
Just put it in the car. Come on.
Okay, fine. I'll put it in the car.
Well, make sure you bring it back. I told you I was on it.
Go, Jonathan. Go.
You know, if you play your cards right, you might be able to join us.
Somebody join you. Just go. Hey, wait. I forgot my fedora. Forget your fedora. I'll bet you 68 million fedoras.
Oh, man, I really hope those guys can fix that computer. Goodman's gonna kill me. Wait, that guy left his fedora. Wait, hold on. That might be them. Hello? Well, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Marvin, I messed up. You know the laptop I gave you?
Yeah?
Well, that was actually my son's laptop, and he has a book report on it that's due at school at 9 a.m. in the morning. So I'm gonna need that back.
Wait. What happened to the Bitcoin laptop?
Oh, I accidentally got it confused with my son's laptop, and so I decided I'll just sell the Bitcoin. So I do need my son's laptop back.
Wait, so you need that laptop back?
Yeah, so go get it. Go get it.
Well, you see, the funniest thing, I sold that laptop for, this hat.
Why the f*** would you do that?
Well, I really like this hat.
Oh, give me the damn hat. I'm gonna try that hat. Oh, you're right. It is a nice hat. So you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna go upstairs and write my son's book report and have it ready by 9 a.m. Or else I'm gonna be wearing this hat while riding in a hot air balloon made out of your ball sack.
Oh.
So go get writing.
Oh, okay. What's it about? What's the book report about?
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese?
Yep. 2 pages on cream cheese. Get it done. 9 a.m.
Okay.
So, where are we going, Brooklyn guy?
Vegas. We're rich. You got that laptop on yet?
Of course I have it on.
Ooh, we got 1,000 Bitcoin on there?
Not quite, but we do have 1,000 Wolese on cream cheese.
Cream cheese? No. There has to be 1,000 Bitcoin on there.
Nope. Just a very detailed essay on cream cheese.
Damn you, cream cheese!
So with the very dangerous and high-powered tools on your desk, you're going to be making a wooden sculpture.
Oh, man, this hammer's so cool.
Whoa, isn't this kind of dangerous?
Awesome! Hey, Cody, tag her in.
Joseph, get away from me. You're going to poke my eye out with that thing.
Dude, this is what I'm trying to do.
You know what? Okay, you're right. Stop it.
Teacher, what are we supposed to make?
Anything you want. See, I made a birdhouse. So, get started, Kraft.
Okay, teacher. But Joseph, put Cody down.
But Cody, you got it, bud.
Put him down.
All right, dude.
Oh, God, I'm gonna throw up.
Cody, are you okay?
Aw, dude, stop being a baby. I gave you a roller coaster ride.
Yeah. Cody, what are you gonna make out of wood?
I don't know. Probably a unicorn.
Gay.
Well, what are you gonna make?
Ooh, a shark.
Straight.
I know.
What about you, Junior? What are you making?
I think I'm gonna make a dinosaur.
Dope.
Why did I only get tape and scissors?
Because you're a girl. You can't be trusted with high-powered machinery. Us men can handle this, not you.
Whatever. I'll still make something better than you.
Hey, idiot. What are you gonna make?
I'm not really sure you should be calling me names today.
Whatever, idiot.
Don't do it, Jeffy. Don't do it.
Teacher, can I see the nurse?
Is that an axe in your head?
Yeah.
Crass, make sure you be careful with the tools. You only have 15 minutes. All right, Crass, stop working. Your 15 minutes is up. I'm now going to come around to Crass and see what you made.
Hey, Cody, check out my dinosaur.
Sick dino, Junior.
Not cooler than my shark, though.
Hey, Penelope, what'd you make?
I made a house.
What a lame house. You didn't even put a door.
I didn't have enough time, Junior.
Hey, everybody, look at Penelope's lame house. She didn't put a door. That means any guy can come and go whenever they want, like between her mom's legs.
Shut up, Junior.
Your mama ho. Your mama ho.
All right, Penelope, what did you make?
I made a house.
Okay, where's your door?
Oh, I didn't have enough time.
Okay, B minus. All right, Junior, what did you make?
I made a dinosaur.
Great, where's his eyes?
It's a blind dinosaur.
B minus. All right, Joseph, what did you make?
Oh, I made a shark.
Okay, where's his body? B minus.
Aww.
All right, Cody, what did you make?
I made a unicorn head.
Oh, yay, finally someone who made exactly what they said. A plus.
What? That's not fair.
All right, Jeffy, what did you make?
I made a machine gun.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Grant! He finally doing it! Everyone under the death light we practiced! Someone call the cops!
He's gonna do it! He's always the weird kid!
I thought Cody was gonna do it!
Thanks, Junior.
Get off the desk, Cody! Get off the desk!
Alright, kids, I'm here. Stay calm. It's safe now. Just everybody stay under their desks.
What's going on?
Hey there, crazy. Just calm down. Don't do anything stupid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay. Just hand me the weapon.
It's made out of wood.
Alright, I'll be the judge of that. I know a gun when I see it. Alright, everybody, I got the gun! Let's run! Run for your lives!
Wait a minute. This actually is made out of wood.
Man, kid, you're in big trouble for getting my hopes up like that. I thought I was going to be a hero today. But still, you're still in big trouble because you could get expelled for pulling a stunt like this. You're lucky I don't arrest you.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong, Marvin?
I have this weird feeling that Jeffy did something bad at school today.
Oh, Marvin, you worry too much. Just sit back, relax, we'll watch TV.
Okay.
Breaking news, MK. This student made a weapon during his shop class and sparked panic across the entire school. Cops are on the scene now, dealing with the situation. More on the story as it develops.
Oh my god!
I told you I had a feeling Jeffy was gonna do something bad.
Hey, Dad, guess what? So I was doing my project in school, and the teacher said I was doing such a good job that I got to come home early, and now I never have to go back.
Jeffy, what did you do?
Your son did the worst thing imaginable.
What'd he do?
Well, on the car ride over here, I was drinking Hawaiian Punch, and he asked me if he could have a sip, and I said, no, you have little kid germs. And he said, don't worry, you'll waterfall it. So he goes to drink it, and he spills it all over my car. It gets on the seat. It gets in the cup holders, it gets on the floorboards, big sticky mess, and I am not happy.
No, I meant what happened at school.
Oh, that. Yeah, that wasn't as bad. Yeah, he just made a gun out of wood, and everybody thought it was real, so they got scared.
What? Hawaiian Punch?
But baby, we're past that part.
No, I know, but it's just so red and sticky.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I have to clean it up. I'm pretty pissed.
No. The more important thing is let's talk about Jeffy at school. What's going to happen?
Oh, he's getting expelled.
Expelled?
What? Well, yeah, but the school said they'll let him go back to school if he completes a one-day juvenile detention class school thing that I teach.
Okay, when is the class?
Oh, it's tonight. And if he fails, he's going to go to jail.
Well, go to jail? So he has to pass it?
He has to pass it to go back to school. And 99% of the people who take my class fail.
Well, doesn't that mean you're just a bad teacher?
No, it means they're bad people. It's not my fault.
Okay, so Jeffy's gonna go to the class tonight, and he's gonna pass. Right, Jeffy?
Yep.
All right, I'm gonna go clean out my car.
Okay. Jeffy, why did you do that?
It's not my fault I spilled the Hawaiian Punch. He went over a speed bump.
Well, no, not that. Why did you do the thing at school?
Well, because the teacher said that I could make whatever I wanted out of wood, so I made a wooden gun, and it doesn't shoot shit.
Oh, Jeffy, language. Okay, look, let's just all calm down. Jeffy, you're going to go to the class tonight, and you're going to pass it, okay?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Hey, do you guys have napkins? Like a whole bunch of napkins?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
Oh, okay, I'm going to need a lot of napkins, though.
Oh, okay, go to the kitchen. Oh my god, why is this my life?
Mm-mm-mm, this looks so yummy!
Hey, can I have some of these paper towels?
Yeah, sure!
Thanks.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing?
I'm getting paper towels, you said I could.
Why so many?
Look, man, my car is covered in Hawaiian Punch, I need this many paper towels.
No, you don't!
Yes, I do!
No, you don't!
Yes, I do!
No, you don't!
Hey, look over there!
What?!
Wait, hey, stop it!
Hey,
you can't stop me!
My paper towels! God, he was so annoying!
Who is that?
Wait, what do you want?
Hey, I'm gonna need a lot more paper towels than this. Can I have the rest?
No!
I don't want to be here!
Hey, kid, what color's your blood?
What happened to your eyes?
I tattooed my eyeballs with my pencil. All I see is darkness! You want to try?
No!
Suit yourself.
I stole your file.
I don't regret the people I killed.
Give me your eyelids.
No.
I said give me your eyelids.
Go away.
All right. Settle down, you freaks. Welcome to Be Good School, where I teach you how to
be good. Alright, you are all menaces to society. The world would honestly be a better place if you did not exist, so I'm gonna try to fix you. Now, there are three main rules on how to be good. The first rule is manners. Now, that includes things like saying please and thank you, and, according to my wife, not pissing on the toilet seat. But I do it anyway. It's not my fault you have to pee sitting down, just pee standing up like a man. Anyway, who wants to give me an example of manners?
Can I please start a fire?
Well, no, you can't start a fire, but you did say please, and I like that. That's one step in the right direction, and then five steps in the wrong direction because you asked to commit arson. Okay, look, I'll give you a real-life example of manners, okay? Let's say you're at a restaurant, and you order some chicken strips and a side of ranch. And so the waiter comes, and he brings the chicken strips, but he forgets the ranch. And you say, excuse me, I think you've forgotten my ranch. And he says, oh, right, I'll be right on that. And then I don't see him for 15 minutes. And then he comes back and he says, can I get you anything? And I say, well, I really would like my ranch. And then he says, oh, right, of course, the ranch. And then he disappears for 30 goddamn minutes and then has the balls to come back and say, hey, can I get you the check? And I say, what you can get me is my fucking ranch. And he says, well, you can't talk to me that way. And I say, I can talk to you any way I want. Let me see your manager. And then he says, I am the manager. And I say, well, that's funny because your name tag says waiter, so go get me the manager. So then the manager comes over and says, is there anything wrong here? And I say, yeah, look at my dry chicken strips. I want some ranch. You're going to cop me this entire meal for free, or I'm going to put one of my ball hairs in the food and say that you did it, and I'm going to get this entire restaurant shut down. And then the manager says, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm going to comp you your entire meal. All your food is free today. And then I say, thank you. See? That's manners. I said thank you. So did anybody learn anything?
I learned not to forget your ranch.
Yes, yes, you don't forget the ranch. That's exactly right. I mean, chicken strips without ranch, it's like a car without tires. What are you even going to do with it? Yes, exactly. You're going to make an excellent waiter someday if Applebee's ever starts hiring felons. Okay, now the second one is helping people. You gotta help people. It's just a nice thing to do, okay? Now I'll give you an example. What do you do if you're driving down the street and you see a girl whose car is broken down on the side of the road?
You stuff her in the trunk?
No, you don't do that.
You set her car on fire?
No, what is it with you and fire?
What kind of car is it?
Why does that even matter?
Maybe I can steal it, I don't know.
But you can't steal it because it's broken down, and you shouldn't even want to anyway because that's wrong. Come on, think, people.
Do you cut off her face and wear it?
I don't think it's that one. It's definitely fire.
No, 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 no. All of you are stupid. Does anyone have an actual good answer?
Pick her up and take her on a date to Applebee's?
But ew, no, not Applebee's. Were you even listening to anything I was saying? No, she'd be better off just on the side of the road. She'd be just as hungry. You know, she'd just have to wait 30 minutes to get her chicken tenders and ranch anyway. No, 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 no. No, look, I'll give you a real-life example of helping people. So, my grandfather was incredibly rich. I mean, he was a millionaire, just filthy rich. And so he was in the hospital, and I was visiting him every day, you know, to make sure I got a piece of that. And then I see that he's on life support. He's being kept alive by a machine. Now, I'm thinking, what kind of life is that? That's no way to live, being kept alive by a machine. But he seems happy. He says, when I get this heart transplant tomorrow, I'm going to feel so much better. I can't wait to get out of the hospital. And I hear, I can't wait to get out of the hospital. So I'm thinking I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to help him, and I'm going to end his suffering and pull the plug. So I do, and he flatlines, and all the nurses come running into the room, and I just say that I tripped on the power cord, and they believe me. And then, come to find out, what did he leave me in his will? A sofa! Can you believe that? I helped my grandfather go to heaven. Or hell, probably, if all he left me was a sofa. Hey, you know what, kid? Ask your dad if my grandfather's in hell.
Okay.
Thank you! See? There you go. He's helping me by asking if my grandfather's in hell. Alright, so we've covered two already. Manners and helping people. We just have one more left to cover. Now, does anyone want to guess what that is?
Starting fires.
Eating people's faces. Grand Theft Auto Total Annihilation.
Picking your nose and eating it.
No to all of that, because most of those were crimes, and the third one is, don't do crimes, okay? Now, crimes is stuff like killing people, stealing things. Yes, setting things on fire is a crime. And what I did to my grandfather was a crime. And so is what I will do to you if you tell anyone you heard that. All right, so now we're going to have a test that will make you have to use all three of the be good rules, okay? And you have to pass this test to not go to jail. But first, I'm going to have a lunch break and eat my very big foot-long imaginary sandwich. I just hope it's not too big.
He's choking! We have to do something!
We should set him on fire while he's choking.
We should eat his face and we choke too.
Let's just watch. Is the other wallet?
I'm coming to help you!
Jeffy, you saved me! Thank you!
You're welcome!
C-Class, that was it. That was the test. Jeffy passed because he did all three of the Be Good rules. He helped me when I needed it, I said thank you, and he said you're welcome, so that's manners, and he didn't commit any crimes like the rest of you did by not helping me, because that was the crime of criminal negligence. So Jeffy is the only one who's not going to jail!
Aw, what was that?
So how do you think Jeffy's Be Good school is going?
I think it's going to be bad. You know, because it's called Be Good, so he's going to be bad. Be bad.
Yes,
like,
Marvin.
Be bad, like,
hey, then guess what? I passed.
You passed?
Sure did.
Yep, he saved my imaginary life. You know, most students don't save my life whenever I choke on the imaginary sandwich, but your son did, so he passed. He learned how to be good. He learned his manners. He learned that he should help people. He learned not to do crimes. And he learned that he should get me my ranch at Applebee's.
So does that make up for the Hawaiian punch?
I forgot about that before now. All right, listen, kid. You better hope I never have to see you again.
Well, Jeffy, look, at least you passed, you're not going to jail, and we can put this whole thing behind us.
Yeah!
Hey, so I got a call from a kid with an axe in his head, and he said you did it. All right, we're going back, come on.
Oh, Jeffy.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude! I found this tattoo gun in my neighbor's trash can. Who wants to get a tattoo?
Oh, me. I want a tattoo.
No, Junior, that tattoo gun looks dirty. It probably has a bunch of diseases on it.
Fine, Cody. Joseph, can you please get a napkin and wipe off the tip?
I guess so, dude.
That's what I said to her.
I wiped it off. Are you happy?
Yeah, you happy now, Cody?
Guys, why don't we just draw tattoos on ourselves with a marker?
That's dumb. It's not a tattoo. It's not permanent.
Yeah, it's not real, dude.
We could use a permanent marker.
No, we gotta use a tattoo gun. It has to be a real tattoo, Cody.
Yeah, feel the pain.
Okay, I guess I'll get a tattoo.
But you will? Okay. What kind of tattoo will you get, Cody?
I want a tattoo above my butt that says entrance only.
Wait, how are you gonna take a dump?
Who needs to do that?
Okay, take your shirt off.
Okay.
Stop moving, dude. You're gonna make me mess up.
All right, I think I'm done. How's it look, guys?
Okay, that looks really cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty sick if I do say so myself.
Okay, I'll take your word for it because I can't see it.
Oh, you should get a tattoo on your chest.
What, and cover up these six-pack abs?
Yes.
I mean, it would look really good.
Well, okay, yeah. I think I want straight out of the closet on my chest. Ooh, and then I want a heart on my bicep with Ken's name in it so that every time I flex, it looks like the heart's beating.
Okay, that'd be really awesome.
All right, coming right up, dude. And done. Straight out of the closet.
Yeah, I am.
Man, Cody, your tattoos are so cool, and I love the one with Ken's name in the heart.
Yeah, he's gonna like that. You guys think I should get a tattoo on my leg?
Oh, yeah, you should definitely get a tattoo on your leg.
Which one? I have three.
We should probably give Junior a tattoo before I run out of ink.
Oh, yeah, it's my turn to get a tattoo. It's my turn.
What kind of tattoo do you want, Junior?
I don't know. Ooh, guys, I hate the Cleveland Browns. I think that football team sucks, so I'll get I hate the Browns on my face.
Wait, what did you say?
No, Junior, you shouldn't do that.
What's wrong with saying I hate the Browns? I think that football team sucks. Their mascot is a pit bull, and their logo is just a helmet. How lazy is that?
I get the helmet thing, but maybe you should say Cleveland Browns. It's so we can know what you're talking about, Junior.
Wait, put I hate Cleveland Browns on my face?
Yes, exactly.
That's going to take up a lot of space. I think if I put I hate the Browns, people know what I'm talking about.
No, Junior, they won't.
What if I hate the White Sox and I put I hate whites all over my face? Huh?
You have to put socks out.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Okay, guys, I think the Browns suck. So if I put the Browns suck on my face?
No, Junior, you shouldn't do that.
I think the Browns are smelly, so I put the Browns are smelly on my face.
What if I put the whites of privilege on my face, huh?
Guys, I think we should just get away from the Browns tattoo.
Yeah, we should.
Okay, I'll think of a different tattoo. Ooh, guys, I want a tattoo that when girls see it, they want to come talk to me. Ooh, so what if I get come here on my face? And then they'll say, oh, he wants me to come here. So they walk over and they talk to me.
Okay, that's better.
Junior, I think that sounds like a tattoo I should get.
Wait, are you trying to steal all the tattoos, Cody?
No, I just don't think that tattoo is going to get the kind of response you think.
All right. I want like a rapper tattoo, like a really cool tattoo.
Yeah.
Ooh, like Baller's Life on my face.
Ooh, I like that. That's nice.
Yeah, like I'm a big baller. So put Baller's Life on my face and then put two teardrops.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, do that.
And done, dude. Balls are life.
Wait, what'd you say?
Balls are life, dude. That's what you wanted on your face.
I wanted baller's life. Like I'm a big baller. B-A-L-L-E-R-Z. What'd you put?
Balls are life.
Why would you put balls or life in my face? Why would I want that?
But basketball, dude!
That's ball is life, not balls are life. This is a dumb tattoo!
I'm sorry, dude!
Did you do the teardrops?
Yeah, they're on there, dude.
Okay.
They look like balls.
What?
No, they don't, dude! Cody thinks everything looks like balls.
So you put, okay, Cody, what does it look like? Teardrops or balls?
It looks like a ball sack.
You put a ball sack in my face?
No, I didn't, dude!
Oh, you know what? Let me do a tattoo for you. I want to do your next tattoo.
Are you sure it's gonna show up on my brown skin? Or is it too smelly for you, huh?
Guys, can we not?
Hey, guys, what? Doing.
Oh, hey, Jeffy.
Why do you have a ball sack on your face, Junior?
It is a ball sack, Joseph!
No, it's not!
Jeffy, we're getting tattoos.
Oh, sweet! I want a tattoo!
Oh, what kind of tattoo do you want?
I want Daddy Shucks right here on my arm because my daddy won't take me to Chuck E. Cheese today.
You sure you don't want the brown suck on your arms?
Joseph, look, I think I should do the tattoo because you might end up making it look like a ball sack.
No, I won't, dude! Look, Jeffy, just come here, dude.
All right.
And done. See, Junior, no balls.
You spelled sucks wrong.
That's a cool way to spell it.
Jeffy, dinner's ready.
Oh, that must mean my daddy telling me dinner's ready. And if he feeds me green beans tonight, I'm going to say, read the tattoo.
Jeffy, get in here.
Oh, I'm coming, Daddy.
Jeffy, stop that. Eat your green beans.
Daddy, you know I hate it when you feed me green beans. That's why I got this tattoo.
You got a tattoo, Jeffy?
Jeffy!
That's permanent. It's never going to come off.
Well, then you'll know you suck forever then, Daddy.
Oh, my God, Jeffy. You are so grounded for getting that tattoo.
Marvin, we need to call a doctor. See if he can get it removed.
But I don't want it removed. But what I do want removed is this big hump on my back.
Jeffy, look, eat your green beans. And we're going to find out what punishment you're going to get.
Aww.
I parked in the handicap spot even though I'm not handicapped because I don't want to walk far. God forgive me and my bad knees.
Hey, lady, give me your car keys.
Okay, I think I left them in the car. That'll be easy for you. Just take them.
Okay, and don't follow me.
Can you at least pick me up when I'm done shopping?
No!
Oh, how evil.
Hey, ma'am, did you call the cops?
Yes, some man just stole my car.
Okay, ma'am, just calm down. What did he look like?
He was very scary.
Okay, did he have any recognizable features, like any tattoos?
Oh, yes, he had a tattoo on his left arm that said Daddy Sucks, spelled S-U-X. I thought it was very disrespectful to his father.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to look for that guy right away.
All right, Jeffy, you're going to get rid of that tattoo.
I'll get rid of this tattoo when you get rid of that turd on your top lip.
It's a mustache, Jeffy.
Oh, is that what you're calling it?
Marvin, we need to call a doctor to see if he can remove Jeffy's tattoo.
Oh, and also tell him I look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Look, I'm going to call a doctor to get him to remove your stupid tattoo.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Sorry I took so long. I had to change out of my cop outfit into my doctor outfit.
It's fine. You didn't take too long.
All right, so what's going on?
Well, my son got a tattoo and I want you to remove it.
Oh, I've been there. I've had plenty of bad tattoos in my life. Like, I got my ex-wife's name, I got my other ex-wife's name, and I get my soon-to-be ex-wife's name.
You have a lot of ex-wives.
Yeah, they know how to get me. They just don't know how to keep me. Oh, and then this one time, I had a birthmark that looked like a seahorse, so I got it traced in a tattoo, and then it turns out it wasn't a birthmark, it was a rash, and it went away, so now I just have a really badly drawn seahorse on my butt cheek.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, so look, the tattoo my son got is he got Daddy Sucks on his left arm.
He had a tattoo on his left arm that said Daddy Sucks, spelled S-U-X. I know it was very disrespectful to his father.
Are you okay?
Your son's under arrest.
What?
I said your son's under arrest!
What?
Hold on, let me get my cop outfit on.
What's going on?
All right, I'm back, and your son's under arrest.
For what?
For stealing a car.
He didn't steal a car.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got a call before I came over here from some lady that said somebody stole her car, and she said that guy had a tattoo on his left arm that said Daddy Sucks.
Well, but Jeffy didn't steal the car, though.
When would he have had time to do that?
Yeah, Jeffy's been with us the whole time. He never stole a car.
Well, of course you're gonna say that. You're his parents. You're gonna cover for him. I get it.
But what if there's a guy with the same exact tattoo as Jeffy?
Oh, come on. What are the odds there's two guys with the same Daddy Sucks tattoo?
That's a possibility.
And you know how I know he's guilty? Because you called me over here to have the tattoo removed. That means you were trying to get rid of the evidence, and you didn't think I'd notice. But I did, because I'm smart, and you're dumb.
Well, no. We want the tattoo removed because it's a dumb tattoo. We weren't trying to hide any evidence, because there is no evidence, because he didn't steal a car. Because if he did steal the car, where's the car at then?
I don't know. You probably parked it in the woods and then lit it on fire. I don't know how you dumb criminals think, because you're dumb. Did I mention how dumb you are? You're so dumb.
Well, no, we didn't steal a car. You don't have any evidence to arrest him.
Well, that tattoo is evidence enough for me. Come on, Jeffy. We're going downtown.
Well, no, you get her.
Look, we need to call a lawyer.
We're going to get a lawyer. Jeffy, we're going to get the best lawyer we can get. Thanks for being my son's lawyer, Goodman.
Oh, don't mention it. But I do charge $800 a minute.
$800 a minute? Well, start talking.
Okay.
Talk faster.
Well, I was reviewing your son's case, and he's screwed.
Screwed? Why?
Because the tattoo matches. And that means he's guilty.
He's not guilty. Other people have that tattoo, and they haven't found the stolen car.
Well, I was comparing your son's case to a previous case where the cops arrested this kid named Jimmy because he cracked corn, and they didn't care. So that's where the song came from, Jimmy Cracked Corn and I Don't Care. Well, anyway, Jimmy got the electric chair and then his parents cared. So then they renamed the song, Jimmy Got the Electric Chair and His Parents Cared.
What does that have to do with my son's case?
Oh, it doesn't. But there was also this other case where there once was this farmer who had a dog and the dog's name was Bingo. Well, anyway, the farmer got murdered and then they found blood on the dog. And so then they used the dog as evidence. And Bingo was his name-o.
So what are you trying to say?
Well, what I'm trying to say is, if you can find the stolen car and the guy with the tattoo, that's your Bingo.
Okay, so if I find the stolen car and the guy with the tattoo, then my son gets set free, right?
Bingo.
Okay, I'm gonna go find it.
Marvin, what did the lawyer say?
He said if we can find the stolen car and the guy with the tattoo, they'll let Jeffy go.
I could have told you that.
So, baby, all we have to do is find the stolen car.
If the police can't find the car, how can we?
Well, we can just go to Walmart and look in the parking lot and see if there's any cars with the same... that looks the same. I don't know what I'm doing, baby. I'm not a bounty hunter. Baby, I got an idea. Why don't we go pick up a homeless guy, give the homeless guy the same tattoo Jeffy has, and say the homeless guy stole the car.
That's terrible. We can't do that.
Sure we can. Look, the homeless guy will get 3 meals a day, a bed to sleep in, and a shower in jail.
If the homeless guy wanted all that, I'm sure he would commit a crime and go to jail himself.
Well, maybe he hasn't thought of this, baby. Look, we're doing a good thing here.
Marvin, that's terrible. No, we can't do that.
Baby, please, come on. We'll get Jeffy out of jail, and the homeless guy gets a new place to live.
No, I don't want to be a part of this.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway to help Jeffy. Hey. Hey. Hey.
I don't want to go to school.
Hey there, buddy. It's a nice box you got there.
My box.
Yeah, your box. I noticed you're not wearing a shirt. How would you like to wear a nice bright orange shirt?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and bright orange pants to match.
Oh, these pants are poopy.
Okay. Well, you come to my house, I got Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh, Snap Crackle Pop.
Yeah, Snap Crackle Pops. Come to my house. All right, buddy, there's your Rice Krispie Treat.
Yummy.
Yeah, it's real good. So while you eat that, I need to draw something on your hand with this gun.
Beer.
What?
Beer.
Well, I'll get you a beer after I do this tattoo thing.
Mm-mm. Beer first.
Okay, I'll get you a beer. All right, there's your beer.
Cheers, bald man.
Cheers. Okay, so while you drink that, I'm gonna give you a tattoo on your hand.
Marvin, what are you doing?
I'm doing my plan.
No, I told you no!
He's okay with it.
Did you ask him?
Can I give you a tattoo on your hand?
Alien zap my brain. Don't eat the yogurt. It's alien ectoplasm.
See, he knows what he's talking about.
That was not a yes.
Baby, he's okay with it.
No, I'm gonna do what's right. Come on, let's go outside.
No, I like it here.
No, come on, let's go outside. You stink.
I don't like this lady. This lady's mean. Mean lady.
Yeah, exactly. Mean lady.
Does he know what you're trying to do?
Oh, bald man's nice. Bald man gave me beer and Rice Krispies.
No, bald man's trying to put you in jail.
Oh, bald man wouldn't do that, would you, bald man? Give me a hug, bald man.
But please don't touch me.
Oh, bald man.
Yeah. Okay, stop. Let me go. Please let me go. Please, ew, stop it. Okay, look, he's fine. See, he's happy. He likes his beer and his Rice Krispies, and he's gonna be okay with this tattoo.
So, Marvin, no!
Hold still.
Ow.
All right, it's done.
I can't read.
It says, Daddy sucks. And clearly you think that because, I mean, your dad wasn't there for you. Look at your situation.
Oh, bad daddy.
Yep, bad daddy. Now I'm gonna call the cops.
You are the worst person I ever met, Marvin.
I'm doing this for Jeffy. I'm being nice. Look, are you ready for some bright orange clothes?
Yay.
Yeah, and a bed? And 3 meals a day?
Yummy.
And maybe TV?
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, awesome. So I'm gonna go call the cops. Hello?
Hey there, you call the cops?
Yes, I found the real guy who stole the car and has the same tattoo as the guy that you think did it.
But really?
Yeah, he's upstairs.
All right.
There he is, officer, there he is, and there's his tattoo.
Nah, it's not him.
What do you mean it's not him?
Well, sucks is spelled right.
What do you mean sucks is spelled right?
Well, in the tattoo I'm looking for, sucks is spelled with an X.
Oh, damn it!
Ha ha!
Sorry for wasting your time, sir.
Oh, bald man gives me beer and Rice Krispies.
Oh, really? Well, bald man never gives me beer and Rice Krispies when I come over. What a good friend.
Bald bald man, can I have another beer?
No, leave!
Oh, but what about the clothes and the TV?
Yeah, Marvin, what about the clothes and the TV?
And the 3 meals a day.
Oh, the 3 meals a day, Marvin. Yeah, you can't forget about that.
Well, go commit a crime and you'll get those things. Oh, who's that?
I got it.
No, I got it.
No, allow me. Hello?
Freeze at the burglary!
Oh, there's a down!
What was that screaming?
Give me all your jewelry!
Oh, I'll take whatever you want!
And your Rice Krispies treats!
My Rice Krispies! Ow! Nobody takes my Rice Krispies.
You just saved my life!
We're here today to thank this homeless man who's... Oh, God, your breath stinks. Could you back up a little bit? Thank you. We're here today to thank this homeless man who helped catch Mr. Meaner, the criminal who stole a car and also shot me. And his pants are falling down on live TV. This is very embarrassing for him. Can we get a censor bar there? I'm just going to keep going. We're awarding him this key to the city, which will allow him to sleep anywhere he wants on the street in the city. Here you go. What? All right. Oh, okay.
See, baby, something good happened to the homeless guy after all.
Not because of you.
Well, actually, it is because of me, because if I wouldn't have got him off the streets into our house, he wouldn't have saved the day.
You always have to make it about you, don't you?
Well, the most important thing is we have Jeffy back home.
Well, Daddy, we never got this hump looked at. My hump. My huge back hump.
Jeffy, what do you want? Oh, no, he's going to throw up.
Marvin, grab a towel.
Okay. Oh, come on, Jeffy. Throw up a hairball.
Not again.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I was just cleaning myself down there, and I got a hairball.
We told you to stop doing that. Take a shower like a normal person.
But I want to be a kitty cat.
You're not a kitty cat, Jeffy.
Now.
There's someone at the door.
I want to come, too.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Goodman, what are you doing here?
Well, I just bought something really expensive, and I want to show it to you.
Okay.
I just throw up a hairball. Nice. All right, let me show you. Come on. There it is, Marvin. Just look at it.
You bought another car?
Not just any car. That's a collectible, Marvin. That's a Lamborghini Aventador SVJ. It's one of 800. If anything happened to that car, I would kill that person. I would literally put them in a crate and ship them to Madagascar to be with the lemurs so they can sing Move It, Move It. There was a fly on the windshield, and guess what happened to that fly?
You smushed it?
No, that would make my car dirty. I was literally like a frog, and I went, and I shot my tongue out 5 feet. I got the fly, and I ate it. And then when I pooped it out, I lit it on fire. So that's how important that car is to me, Marvin.
Well, then if it's so important to you, why are you driving it?
Because I wanted to show it to you.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go inside and take a piss, and don't you let anything happen to this car, okay?
All right, I won't let anything happen to it.
All right.
Hey, Daddy, can you take my picture next to your car?
Yeah, just don't touch it. Let me get my phone. All right, Jeffy, say cheese.
Cheese.
But you're too close to the car. Get away from it.
Okay.
Hold on, let me turn the flash on.
Oh, you dropped your phone and hit the rich guy's car. Now you're going to go to Madagascar with the lemur.
What? No, I don't think it left a mark or anything.
Yep, it left a scratch, Daddy.
Oh my God. Wait, did I cause that scratch?
Yeah.
No. It can come off.
It's not coming off, Daddy.
Oh, okay, look, he's not going to notice it. Look, it's nighttime, and it was there before I did that, right?
No, your phone hit it and did that.
Well, no, Jeffy, look, let's go inside, and let's not talk about it. Come on.
Ooh.
All right, Jeffy, do not say anything.
Hey, Marvin. Hello to you, too. Did you get done looking at my car?
Yep, we're done looking at it. It is gorgeous.
Did anything happen to it?
No, nothing happened to your car.
Well, my dad dropped his phone.
I dropped my phone on the ground and broke the screen.
How poor. Anyway, have a good day, Marvin. I'll see you later.
Yeah, Jeffy, come inside.
Who was at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman, that's all it was.
Oh, what did he want?
He wanted to show us his new car.
Ooh, was it nice?
It was nice until Danny dropped his phone and scratched the hood of his car.
You did what, Marvin?
It was an accident. Look, Jeffy wanted a picture next to the car, and I tried to take it, and I dropped my phone and scratched it.
Marvin, what did he say?
Well, he doesn't know about it yet.
Marvin, you need to tell him.
Well, he's gonna kill me if he finds out.
Actually, he's not gonna kill you. He's gonna put you in a crate and ship you to Madagascar to be with the lemurs.
Marvin, he might appreciate your honesty.
Steve. He's not going to appreciate that.
So what are you going to do when he notices?
Well, it's nighttime. He's not going to notice it tonight. If he does notice it, it'll be tomorrow, and it won't be our problem. He'll think, like, it happened in his garage or something.
I think he noticed, Marvin.
Okay. I'm going to go answer the door and just make my funeral nice, okay?
All right, Danny. I'll send you a postcard to Madagascar.
Hello?
Marvin, what is wrong with you?
I'm so sorry. It was an accident. I didn't mean to do it.
You left your phone on the ground.
Oh.
And you told me the screen was cracked, and it's not.
Oh, thank God it didn't crack. I thought it did when I dropped it.
That makes you a liar. And I don't like liars, Marvin. Next time you lie to me, you're getting a spanking, and I'm going to cut your tongue off and sew it to my mouth. Then I'm going to have two tongues. Here's your phone back. Take your poor phone. Who do you think you are, me? You can't just leave iPhones laying around on the ground. Ew, poor.
Okay.
There you go again. Jesus, Marvin. I can't deal with you right now, okay?
I think it actually is cracked this time.
So did he notice, Marvin?
Obviously not, Mommy, because he's not on his way to Madagascar right now.
Look, he just wanted to give me my phone back.
So he didn't notice?
No, and he's not going to notice, so we don't have to worry about it.
Unless I tell him.
Jeffy, you wouldn't.
Marvin, you wouldn't have to worry about that if you just told him yourself.
I'm not going to tell him because I don't want to die. And Jeffy, you're not going to tell him either.
Well, I'm going to tell him unless you do every little thing that I say.
Jeffy, we're not doing that.
All right, well, it looks like I'm going to call him and tell him what happened.
Okay, fine. I'll do whatever you want.
Oh, I don't want any part of this.
All right, gang. The first thing I want you to do is give me a foot massage.
Ew, that's gross.
I just need to and get my sock off. All right. I really need you to get in between the toes.
You don't have toes, Jeffy.
Well, then get to rubbing my nub, Daddy.
That sounds inappropriate.
Okay. Ew. Stop doing that.
Oh, Daddy, rub my feet.
Ew, that's gross.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay, we're done. We're done with that. We're done with that. That's gross. Okay, so what do you want me to do now?
Oh, hold on, Daddy. I gotta go get ready, and I'll give you your next task.
Get ready?
All right, Daddy. Put this on.
What, Jeffy, why are you wearing a bunny outfit, and why do you want me to put one on?
Because we're gonna listen to Hop Hop and dance together for an hour straight.
Aw, I love the Hop Hop song.
I'm not gonna dance to the Hop Hop song for an hour straight.
All right, well, it looks like I'm gonna call Mr. Goodman and tell him what happened.
I'll do the dance. I just don't want to wear the bunny outfit.
Oh, you're gonna wear the bunny outfit.
I'm not wearing the bunny outfit. This is ridiculous, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy, you ready to start hop-hopping?
No.
All right, here we go. Daddy, you're not hopping.
Can we stop now?
No, we're only a few seconds into our hour.
An hour. I can't go any longer, Jeffy.
And done.
All right, Jeffy, can I take this ridiculous outfit off now?
Sure, Daddy, but just remember, before we go to bed, you gotta put it right back on.
I'm so glad I gotta take that costume off.
Marvin, I'm so tired after doing that dance. I think I'm gonna go to bed.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Daddy, you still gotta do more stuff for me.
Come on, Jeffy, I just danced for an hour. I'm tired.
Well, I want you to shave your mustache off now.
What? Shave my mustache? I'm not gonna shave my mustache, Jeffy.
Yes, you are, and you're gonna give it to me.
What? No, Jeffy, my mustache makes me look good.
Who said that?
Well, Jeffy, I'm not shaving my mustache off.
You're gonna shave that mustache off, or else I'm gonna call Goodman.
Ooh, okay, I did it. I shaved my mustache off.
Why'd it come off in one piece?
Oh, I feel so naked without my mustache. Can I please glue it back on?
No, Daddy, I'm gonna be you now. Oh, Jeffy, you're grounded. You gotta eat green beans and no fun things, bitch.
Jeffy, give me my mustache back.
No!
Marvin, are you coming to bed?
Give me a second, baby.
Ew, who are you? Wait, who are you?
It's me, baby.
Oh, Marvin, I definitely wasn't talking to another man just now. Oh, you're back. Marvin, where'd you come from?
Just go to bed, baby.
Okay. Okay!
Jeffy, can I please go to bed now?
No, Daddy. Now I want you to dress up just like me.
Why?
Because I've always wanted a twin.
I don't feel like dressing up like you, Jeffy.
You're gonna do it or else I'm gonna call Mr. Goodman.
All right, Jeffy, I'm dressed up like you.
Oh, Daddy, look, you're like a little mini-me.
Yeah, what do you want me to do now?
All right, Daddy, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go...
I don't know how to do that.
Well, Daddy, it's easy. You just open your mouth like this, and then you go... No, Daddy, you gotta put some effort into it like this. No, Daddy, you gotta try hard like this. Alright, I guess we'll work on that later. Alright, the next thing I want you to do is smack your diaper like this. No, Daddy, you gotta put some hate behind it like this, like... Like, bad pee-pee, you've been a bad pee-pee.
I don't think I can do it that hard.
Well, you gotta try, Daddy. No, Daddy, like this. Like, you gotta lay on your back and go...
I'm not gonna do that, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy. Well, I guess we won't do the diaper smacking.
Okay, so I can go to bed?
No! Now you gotta fight my bully.
Well, I'm not gonna fight your bully, Jeffy.
Well, I'm getting tired of fighting him, so I need you to fight him, okay?
What? No!
All right, well, I'm calling him.
Wait, don't call him.
Oh, it's ringing.
Hello? Hey, loser, why are you calling me? How'd you even get my number?
Well, I'm calling you because I don't want to fight you.
No, we don't.
All right, I'll be right there.
Okay, yeah, I want to fight you at the front door. I want you to fight me like you've never fought anybody before.
No.
Okay, that's kind of weird, but all right, I'll do it.
All right, good.
Jeffy, I'm not going to fight your bully. He's a kid.
Well, he's on the way, Daddy.
I'm not going to fight him, Jeffy.
Oh, I think that's him at the door now.
Oh, look, I'm not going to fight him. I'm going to go talk to him like a normal person, and I'm going to de-escalate the situation. Hello?
Hey, nerd, you ready to fight?
No, I would not like to fight, young man. I think we should peacefully resolve this situation by using our
words. Clocked your ass.
All right, Jeffy, I fought him.
Daddy, you lost?
How do you know?
Because I'm on your phone right now, and he's bragging about it.
Ha ha, how's it feel to get knocked out, loser?
Daddy, I've never lost to him ever. You stupid dog, you make me look bad. Ooga booga 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 booga. You know what? I actually didn't lose. You fought my clone.
You don't have a clone.
Yes, I do. Come to my house right now, and I'll show you that there's two of us.
There's someone at the door, Jeffy.
All right, Daddy, come on, that must be him. We gotta show him that there's two of us.
Me. Two of me.
Come on.
Two of us.
Hello? Goodman? Oh, no. Did you find out?
Find out about what?
Nothing. Why are you crying?
Oh, Marvin, it's awful. This is what happened. I was driving down the road in my brand new Lamborghini, and all of a sudden I see an Amazon Prime truck driving right in front of me. So I speed up and crash right into it. And then I sue Amazon, and Jeff Bezos settled out of court for a measly $100 million. And that's all they think my life is worth. A measly $100 million. But the worst part is, Marvin, my Lamborghini, one of 800, is total, and the front of it isn't even recognizable anymore.
It isn't?
Why are you so happy about that? It was one of 800, Marvin. I figured you'd be sad. I could have been killed.
Oh, no, I just can't believe the front of it's not recognizable anymore. You hear that, Jeffy? So yeah, I'm shocked. What are you gonna do now?
Oh, I already bought another one.
What, you did?
Yeah, now it's one of 799, because I totaled the other one, obviously. But it's same color and everything. You like it?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see it back there.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, so why are you dressed like that?
Oh, my son bet me to dress like this.
Oh, that's cute. Anyway, I'm gonna go drive my brand new Lamborghini. See you later, Marvin.
Okay, watch out for those Amazon Prime trucks.
Ha ha, Jeffy, you hear that? Goodman crashed his Lamborghini, so you can't blackmail me anymore,
Marvin, why are there so many people ringing the doorbell? It's late. Marvin! Jeffy! Ew!
All right, class. Tomorrow is Korea Day. So what you're gonna do is, you're gonna have your parents come with you to school tomorrow, and they're gonna tell the class what they do for a living. And if they don't come to school with you, then you fail.
What if we don't have parents?
Then I suggest you pay someone to pretend to be your parent tomorrow.
Okay.
My dad doesn't even have a job. He just sits at home and watches TV all day.
I don't even know what my parents do.
And one more thing, class. Whosoever parent has the coolest job will win an iPhone 13 that my son made in shop.
An iPhone 13? I want that!
Me too! Oh, dude, that's not fair! I don't have parents. Cody, can I borrow one of yours? Back off, Joseph. Get your own parent. Dude, you have two. You can share.
Guys, my dad's gonna get a really cool job, and it's gonna be at your parents' jobs.
Nuh-uh. No, he's not, Junior. Your dad just sits at home and watches TV all day.
Well, I'll show you guys a really cool job.
My daddy has the coolest job. He's the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny.
My parents aren't there for me. That's why I bully people.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
It was good. Tomorrow's career day, so I need you to come to my school and tell everyone in my class that you're the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny.
Wait, tomorrow's career day?
Yep.
And I have to go in front of your class and tell them what I do for a job?
Uh-huh.
Marvin, what is your job?
I do stuff. I work. I clean around the house. I don't have a job.
You don't have a job? How do we pay our bills?
We get unemployment checks, baby.
Marvin, what are you going to do tomorrow when you tell the whole class you don't have a job? Jeffy will be embarrassed.
Well, I can tell him I'm the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny.
Bingo.
Marvin, all the other parents are the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny, too.
But don't tell Jeffy that. Hold on, let me see who that is. Hello?
Hey, Marvin, it's that time of the month again. Where's your house payment?
I don't have the money for my house payment this month.
You don't have your money for your house payment?
every month with this, Marvin. How do you get money? Do you not have a job?
No, I don't have a job. I mean,
you don't have a job?
Well, I'm looking.
No wonder you can't pay your house payment. Why don't you have a job?
I've been looking. I just don't know who's hiring.
Everyone's hiring. Why don't you go get a job at Footlong Wieners? They're hiring. They'll hire anybody.
What place is that?
It's a hot dog shop.
Okay, I will go in a few weeks. And
no, you will go right now. Actually, you're going to go right this second. Come on. Well, you're going to go there. And if you don't have your house payment and a job by tomorrow, you're going to be seeing my Footlong Wiener.
Okay, let me go grab my keys.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. He said the house payment's due. Jeffy, stop it. You're distracting me. Jeffy, you're distracting me. Go. It was Goodman. He said my house payment was due and I need to get a job.
You do need to get a job.
Well, what do you do for a job?
I cook and clean and look pretty.
I wish I could do what you do and just look pretty. I need to get a job because I don't want to embarrass Jeffy tomorrow. I'm going to go apply for one.
Hey there. Welcome to Footlong Wieners. What kind of hot dog do you want?
Oh, I'm not hungry. I was wondering if you guys were hiring.
No, we're not hiring.
Well, you have that sign right there that says we hire.
Damn it. I thought I took that down. Okay, yes, we're hiring. I just don't like doing interviews.
Well, what positions do you have open?
Well, we don't really have any positions. Oh, we need a new sign holder.
A sign holder?
Yeah, you know, somebody who wears a big goofy hot dog costume and stands on the corner holding a sign that says taste my wiener.
Wait. A big hot dog outfit? Like, it's 90 degrees outside.
Yeah, I know. That's why no one wants the job. As a matter of fact, the last guy that had the job died of heat stroke.
He died of a heat stroke?
Yeah, he's still in the costume right now.
When did he die?
This morning. You poor bastard.
Well, how much does it pay?
Oh, it pays a whopping $8 an hour.
I really need the job.
Okay, I'll go peel the costume off the dead guy. Wait, what size are you? It doesn't matter. You're gonna look stupid in the costume anyway.
Oh man, this costume's so hot.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be out here in that.
So what do I have to do?
Well, you just have to hold this sign and yell taste my wiener at passing cars.
I'm not gonna yell that!
Oh, come on, you have to. It's advertising for a restaurant.
They're not gonna know what I'm talking about.
Believe me, when they see this sign, they're gonna want a hot dog and they're gonna come to Footlong Wieners.
Okay, well, can you give me some water? It's really hot outside.
No, because you're not selling water. That would just be confusing for people. I mean, I can blend up a hot dog and you can drink that.
That's disgusting! That's not gonna hydrate me!
Well, just hold the sign.
Okay. Taste my wiener! Come taste my wiener!
Taste my wiener?
Yeah, taste my wiener.
Hey, you need to cut that out. There's kids around here.
Well, they can have one too.
Wait, what?
Oh, no, it's a footlong. It's a hot dog at Footlong Wieners.
I doubt it's that big.
Well, it is. You go inside and check it out.
No, there's kids around here.
I wonder if Marvin found a job. Marvin, you look awful!
Yeah, Dan, it looks like someone beat your meat, and not in a good way.
I just got done with my job.
What is your job?
I'm a sign holder for Footlong Wieners. I stand by the road and I yell, taste my wiener at traffic.
That's the only job you could find?
Yeah, it pays $8 an hour. You get a heat stroke and people beat you up.
Wow, that'll pay the mortgage.
So, Dan, you ready for career day tomorrow?
I think it would be less embarrassing for me to say I don't have a job.
Oh, no, Dan, come on. Let's show everyone your wiener.
All right, class, today is career day. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you up one by one, and then your parents are going to come up to the board and tell the class what they do for a living. Okay, let's start with, Cody, you, bring your parents up to the class.
Ooh, it's our turn.
Oh, I'm so nervous, I didn't change my tampon.
Baby, I told you to change it before we left.
Guys, just remember what we practiced, okay? Please don't embarrass me. Mom, remember, you work at a dentist's office.
And I'm an astronaut, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Come on. Okay, guys, talk. Hello, little children. My name is Judith, and I'm an OnlyFans model. Wait, Mom, you're not supposed to tell them that. Oh, Cody, the truth is always better than a lie. I sell pictures of myself naked.
Yeah, my name's Tyrone, and I'm an astronaut. I explore booty. You ever seen the planet Uranus? I've been up. Tell them about it, baby. Tell them about it.
Oh, it's true. We took a picture of him dressed up like an astronaut, just going, okay, I think we're done here. Come on.
Thank you, Cody's parents. I'll be sure to subscribe to your OnlyFans. All right, Joseph, you're next.
Come on, Hansel, it's our turn. Now, remember what I told you. You're a football player, okay?
Beer.
I'm not old enough to buy beer. Just come on. All right, guys, this is a homeless guy paid to be my dad. He's a football player. He's won 3 Super Bowls. Tell him.
Touchdown.
Yeah, that's his touchdown dance.
I pissed.
Oh, God. He can't control his bladder from all the concussions he's gotten.
All right. Thank you, Joseph. All right, Penelope, you're up next.
You ready, Dad?
Yeah, let's just get this over with. I got a lot of jobs to go do.
You're never there for me, Dad.
What do you want from me, Penelope? I don't like being around your mother because she's so fat.
Hi, my name's Penelope.
We know who you are.
Shut up, Junior.
Come on, let her talk, man. See, I got you.
And my dad has a lot of jobs. Tell him about it, Dad.
Yeah, I'm a cop, I'm a doctor, I'm a firefighter. I mean, you know, you've seen me around. I do everything.
Except raise me.
Oh, come on, that's only because I can't stand to be around your mother. I'd rather work every minute of every day than be around her.
She raises me better than you do.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry, hold on. Hey, class, I bet I know what you're wondering. You're wondering, why isn't Penelope's mother here today on career day? I wonder what her career could be. Oh, I'll tell you what her career is. Her career is sitting on her fat ass and collecting the child support check she gets from me. Oh, and let's not forget her other career, eating at the buffet every single day. Oh, and then there's the best one. She also has a job working as Shamu at SeaWorld. You know, she really wanted to be here today, but they couldn't fit it through the door because she's a whale.
Mom doesn't talk this badly about you.
Well, because there's nothing bad to say about me. Look at me. I'm perfect. I'm gorgeous. I mean, you're kind of thin yourself, but that's only because your mother doesn't let you eat. She asks you if you want a plate, and then she leaves and just never comes back because she eats it.
You're embarrassing me!
Oh, I'm embarrassing you. Oh, have you seen your mother at the Golden Corral? That's embarrassing. Hey, have they banned her from there yet?
Oh my God, I hate you!
Anyway, kids, that's Korea Day. So, you know, just don't get married and don't have kids.
All right. Thank you, Penelope's dad. Very inspirational. Something we can all get behind. Anyway, all right, Patrick, you're next.
Come on, Daddy, it's our turn.
Hey, everybody. My daddy just hurt his clown, and he can juggle, and he cleans up elephant poop. Show him, Dad.
Hey, everybody. What's this? Oh.
See, it just keeps going and going. Uh-oh, I think he swallowed too many napkins.
Thank you, Patrick. All right, Junior, you're next.
All right, Dad, it's our turn.
Let's get this over with. You know I don't want to be here.
I know. All right, guys, this is my dad. Tell him what you do.
Oh, I'm Junior's dad. I sit on my butt all day and watch TV and collect disability checks.
Oh, you should meet my ex-wife. She does the same thing. You two'd be perfect for each other. You hear that, Penelope? You want this guy to be your dad?
Ooh, you could have a sister, Junior.
Well, no, I'm trying to date her.
Oh, that would be weird.
Come on, Dad.
All right. Thank you, Junior and Junior's dad. All right, Jeffy, you're next.
Oh, look, Daddy, it's our turn.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Everyone else had really cool jobs.
Well, I think you're cool, Daddy. You're just a beat-up waiter. Come on.
Hello, my name is Marvin. I work at Footlong Wieners. I'm the sign holder. I stand outside dressed as a hot dog, and I say, come taste my wiener.
Yep, he sure does.
Hey, I told you to stop. This kid's in here.
Oh, no, it's just my job.
Stop eating my wiener.
How was career day, Marvin?
I got beat up again by the same guy that beat me up earlier because he's the dad of one of the sons there.
And he was an astronaut.
Ooh, you should be an astronaut, Marvin.
I don't think you want me to be the same type of astronaut he is.
Was everyone impressed with your job?
I don't know. I got knocked out.
Yeah, everyone loved him being a wiener. But I think it was a good idea not to tell everyone that he's the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny. I didn't want all my friends to get jealous.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get it. I'll answer it. Hello?
What the hell are you wearing?
Because
by the looks of it, you don't have my house payment. And I will not accept that as payment. I get enough of that from my massage parlor.
Oh, no, this is for my job. I hold the sign and I yell, taste my wiener.
Mm-hmm. You think I could borrow that sign, Marvin? I want to wear it around my house so my maid will see it.
Well, I need this sign for my job.
Well, I'll accept that as payment. And also, can I get a picture?
What? No.
Too late.
What? No, don't take a picture of me.
You think I can get a selfie?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
No.
All right. See you later, wiener.
What? No.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
It was Goodman. He wanted my house payment. So guess who paid our bills for the month?
You did!
I'm one happy wiener.
Guys, check it out. I got the new iPhone.
How'd you get that?
Oh, well, I had the coolest job today at Career Day, so my daughter won it. But I took it away from her because I was too afraid my ex-wife might eat it since it's an Apple product. But what am I thinking? She'd never eat an apple. That's too healthy. No, she'd want a caramel apple or an apple pie or an apple cider. I mean, you get it. She's fat. She's a hippo.
Oh.
Anyway, Marvin, you're fired.
Fired for what?
Well, we got a lot of complaints from people saying that you holding a sign that said, taste my wiener, made them uncomfortable.
You told me to hold that sign.
Yeah, but we're kind of doing like a 180 with the company, so we're going to start selling burgers and have people hold signs that say, put your meat between my buns. We think that'll go a lot better.
Well, can I have that job?
Yeah, sure. You can start on Monday.
Yay, I got a new job already!
Yay.
Good.
Thank you.
want to eat for dinner tonight?
I was thinking we could make a big old pot of green beans. Ugh. We open like 8 cans of green beans and pour it in a pot and put a little bit of salt and pepper, but mostly green beans.
Marvin, no one likes green beans.
But they're healthy for you, and Jeffy needs to eat healthy if he wants to live long.
Why don't we ask Jeffy what he wants to eat?
Because he's going to want like pizza or ice cream or something.
Ooh, pizza and ice cream sound good.
But that's unhealthy, baby. He needs to eat healthy. But I guess we can ask him. Jeffy, get in here!
What do you want, Daddy? I was about to do something.
What do you want for dinner tonight?
Oh, I want a big old bucket of cheese balls.
But you're not going to eat cheese balls for dinner, Jeffy.
Why? I like cheese balls.
They're just balls with cheese on them.
Yeah, that's what I get if I don't shower for 3 days.
That's gross, Jeffy. Look, you're not eating cheese balls. You need to eat green beans.
I hate green beans, Daddy, and you know this. I want cheese balls.
Well, you're not eating cheese balls. You take your hand off that lid. You do not take that lid off. You put that lid back on. You do not grab. You put that cheese ball back. You put that cheese ball back. You don't you put that cheese ball in your mouth.
I don't like that. I hate green beans.
You need green beans.
Green beans
are healthy. Cheese balls aren't healthy. You feel better? That make you feel better?
Daddy, I think I lost my voice.
You lost your voice? Good. I don't have to hear your voice anymore.
No, Daddy, it really hurts.
Well, I don't care.
Marvin, we need to call a doctor. What if he hurt his throat box?
He did not hurt his throat box. Voice box?
Yeah, that.
Throat box? Okay, it's called a voice box, but not throat box.
We need to call a doctor!
Okay, fine, we'll call a doctor.
It really hurts.
Hey there, someone call a doctor? What is going on here?
I don't know what's going on with that, but my son Jeffy, he lost his voice. He went, too hard.
What, he did what?
He went, too hard.
He went, What is,
I don't know, it's a sound he makes, but he went, too hard.
Well, was he trying to poop?
Trying to poop.
Well, sometimes when I'm constipated and I try to poop, I go, to like push it out, you know?
I don't think he's trying to poop. Is that what you're trying to do? He's trying. Apparently, that's what he's trying to do.
Okay, so he lost his voice doing that?
Yeah, he can't talk. I try to talk, Jeffy.
I can't talk.
See, he's making that noise when he tries to talk.
Okay, let me get in there and take a look. All right, kid, open your mouth. What? Does he not want me to help him? Or?
Jeffy, open your mouth. Don't do this. Just open your mouth.
I can't really see in there. Could you open your mouth wider? Wow. Okay, he can dislocate his jaw like a snake. That's cool. Wait a minute. He doesn't have a throat, but this is a puppet.
A puppet?
Yeah, he's just a puppet. So I don't think he lost his voice. I think the guy playing the puppet lost his voice.
Wait, so Lance lost his voice?
Yeah.
Hold on. All right, Lance, what's wrong with your voice? Why does it sound like that?
I lost it when I did the really big noise.
Well, go get a cough drop or drink some water. We gotta finish the video.
I don't think we can finish the video. We're gonna have to cancel filming.
Cancel filming? We've never done that ever. We can't do that. The fans will get mad if we cancel filming.
Logan, I'll voice Jeffy.
Elena, you can't voice Jeffy. You only play like one character.
Hey, I play Broken Guy's wife, too.
Oh, God, I hate you.
Okay, let me hear your Jeffy voice.
What? Ding.
Oh, God, that's awful.
I don't even know.
Hey, Poopy, just put Brooklyn Guy down, and you try to voice Jeffy.
Okay, I'll try. All right, so what do you want me to do?
I
want to
hear your Jeffy voice. You might be able to play Jeffy.
Oh, God. Okay, What doing? Want to see my pencil?
That's perfect.
What?
All right, Lance, Poopy's going to play Jeffy.
You're just going to replace me like that?
Oh, you know how he gets whenever I try to play his characters? He gets all jealous.
Lance, don't cry.
Please, this is what I'm talking about.
Let's go talk to him.
Stupid lake.
Lance, why are you throwing rocks at the lake?
I'm finished. My voice is gone from playing Jeffy. It's never coming back.
Oh my God, he's such a drama queen.
I can go to the store for tea and honey for your voice.
That doesn't work. None of your spiritual stuff works. All right, Lance, look, you've lost your voice playing Jeffy before. It'll come back.
Not like this. This time I'm done. I think I'm going to retire.
What? Retire?
Oh my God, does this mean I can finally play his characters?
Logan, is he serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Look, I can do a mean Mr. Goodman. Check it out.
Breaking news, okay?
Well, that's perfect. I like that. Oh, let's go film.
Yeah. So I really get to play Jeffy?
Yeah, your voice sounds just like Jeffy. The fans won't tell the difference.
Awesome. I've always wanted to play him.
All right, so this is what's going to happen in the scene. So you're going to play Jeffy, and you're going to go, oh, I got my voice back. And then Brooklyn Guy, can you play Brooklyn Guy and Jeffy at the same time?
Can I play Brooklyn Guy and Jeffy at the same time? Of course I can. I'm Poopy. You see how long these arms are for some reason? I can do anything. I'm like Dr. Octopus over here. Except I only have the two arms, and they're not made of metal. And I'm not Alfred Molina. I'm Poopy, so I don't really know why I said all that.
Well, look, just grab Jeffy, grab Brooklyn Guy. Let's get this scene.
Okay.
Hey, Daddy, my voice came back.
Whoa, his voice came back.
His voice is back.
It's a miracle.
We're so glad your voice is back, Jeffy.
Well, I guess I did my job.
So, Jeffy, you learn not to scream like that ever again. It can hurt your voice.
I sure did, Daddy.
All right, guys, let's go eat some green beans.
I hate green beans, dagnabbit.
Oh, you... Poobie, you have to watch this scene. It was so good.
Oh, I don't have to watch it. I know it was good. Everything I do is gold.
Your Jeffy voice is just so perfect.
I know. And hey, I'm not gonna lie. I've been practicing for this moment. And just between you and me, I think my Jeffy voice is better than Lance's.
It is better than Lance's.
Why does Jeffy sound country?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't get it.
It doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good. How can it not sound good? I'm Poobie. I can imitate any character. Name a character. Jar Jar Binks, off the dome, got it. Misa Jar Jar Binks, killed it.
Logan, his voice for Jeffy is terrible. Jar Jar being spot on, but Jeffy is bad.
Can you do her voices too so we can fire her?
Oh, I mean, I could try.
He can't do my voices. I'm a girl.
Move aside, chump. Check this out. I'm going to do Marvin's wife or girlfriend or whatever she is now.
Oh, Marvin, we should let Jeffy do things, eh?
Okay, well, you can't do Broken Guy's wife.
That's even easier.
Boiny! Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba!
Yeah, you're fired. You're so good, Poobie. Oh, okay, can you do Chef Pee-Pee's voice?
Oh, yeah.
Junior!
Okay, I'm firing Lavelle. It's just gonna be me and you, buddy. Me and you against the world. We're gonna do all these videos. All right, let's get the next scene.
Hold on, Logan. You know what else I can do?
What? No, you can't do that.
Oh, yeah, I can do it.
Well, you can't do that.
Yep, I can hold the camera, too.
Well, you can't play Marvin.
Oh, Jeffy, oh, stop it.
No, you can't do this. You can't take everyone's characters.
Oh, I can, and I did. Now get out of here. Now I'm going to change the name of the channel to Super Poobie Poobie. It's going to be SPP now.
Hey, Elena.
Don't talk to me, Logan. I don't want my job back, even if you beg me.
Well, look, Poobie just fired me.
Poobie fired you?
Yeah, it turns out he can hold the camera and play my characters.
Ha!
Well, this is serious. He's going to take over the channel.
I don't think that he can play all our characters and film it all and edit it all.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't think Poobie could do that either.
Hey, losers. Check this out.
I'm Marvin.
Jeffy, stop it. And I'm filming it. Your careers are over, chumps.
God, I never thought Poobie was such a jerk.
I know, he really is.
But what are we gonna do? We can't let him take over the channels. Oh, we should call the cops.
He plays the cops.
Oh, you're right, he does. Oh, we can call Lance. Lance plays the cop. Oh, his voice is gone. What are we gonna do?
Logan, it's your house. We can just walk in.
Oh, you're right. Let's just walk in and let's take the channel back.
Okay.
Okay, where do you think he's at?
And go.
You're getting your green beans. Jimmy, stop it.
Man, I am killing it today.
I think he's upstairs.
Okay, let's go upstairs and try to ruin his filming.
All right, next scene. And go.
I don't want to eat green beans, Daddy. Oh, Jeffy, you gotta eat your green beans. Oh, Marvin, let him do what he wants to do.
Oh, my God. I'm controlling three characters at the same time. I even have one on my foot. I am a god.
Hey, Poobie.
What do you want, loser? Hold on, let me put my puppets down. All right, what do you want? And make it quick, because I got to finish filming this video. I have to edit it and upload it tonight.
Well, me and Elena were talking, and we decided that you can't do this.
Are you sure? Because it looks like I'm already doing it.
Well, you might be doing it, but the fans aren't going to like it. They're going to hate that you're playing every character.
Are you completely sure about that?
I'm 100% sure about that.
Huh, okay. I'll tell you what. I'm going to finish this video, and then I'm going to upload it. And if the fans hate it, then we'll just go back to the way things were. But if the fans love this video, then you and Elena have to quit forever.
That's a deal.
What? I didn't agree to this.
Look, the fans are gonna hate it. It sucks. Let's make the deal. All right, it's a deal.
All right, shake on it.
All right.
All right, I'm gonna go edit. I don't know how to do that, but I'm gonna figure it out. All right, I uploaded the video, and it already has 10 million views and 10 million likes.
10 million views and 10 million likes? None of our videos ever got that many likes.
How is that even possible?
Because my shit don't stink, brah. All I make is hits.
Well, let me see this video.
Okay, but get ready for your eyes to melt from all the awesomeness.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school today? Oh, it was great, Daddy. I got an F on my report card. Ooh, boy, you got an F? Oh, you're gonna get it now. You're grounded. Oh, Marvin, an F just means that he's doing fantastic. Exactly, Daddy.
Oh, cut? All right, that was great. It was perfect. Oh, I'm on fire. So what do you think?
That wasn't even good.
It was only 23 seconds long.
No. The comments say otherwise. Let's take a look here. Okay, Dylan says, best video I've ever seen. I think Poobie should play everyone from now on. Well, guess what, Dylan? I am. That's exactly what I'm doing. And Cindy says, I honestly want a whole series of this. Well, congratulations, Cindy, because I'm running the whole channel now. Louis says, absolutely perfect in every way. Sorry, Logan, but I can't go back to your videos now that I've seen what Poobie can do. Hope you understand.
Well, those are just a few comments.
Oh, yeah? Well, Optic says Poobie's an amazing director. Oh, and look, this was totally worth watching. This is a masterpiece. This is such a masterpiece. This is beautiful. What an amazing performance by Poobie. Oh, thanks, Owen. Oh, look at this. We need more videos like this. The acting is spot on. I'm shacking and crying right now. 10/10, life-changing. I changed that kid's life. And look, another 10 out of 10. Perfect video. Truly a cinematic masterpiece. Quite possibly the best piece of media I've ever seen from Super Poobie Poobs.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, that's right. You ain't got shit on Poobie, so get steppin'.
A deal's a deal.
Just like that?
We have to go with a deal.
Ha!
Well, Elena, I guess this is the end of our channel since Poobie's better than us.
I guess I'll move back to Maryland.
I mean, you always move back there. Where's that noise coming from?
It's coming from that closet!
Let's see what's inside. But Poobie?
Are you okay?
Mm-mm. Wait. If Poobie's right here, then who's that upstairs?
I don't know!
Wait, let's take the tape off his mouth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ow!
Wait, Poobie, what happened?
Some maniac who looks just like me tied me up and threw me in here.
Wait, let's go see who that is.
What? You're not gonna untie me first?
You did good, Lance. You did good. You made the entire crew think Poobie's an asshole. That'll teach him for playing my characters.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Lance!
Oh, rats.
Well, I don't understand. Why do you have a Poobie costume?
Because I didn't want Poobie playing my characters.
What are you talking about?
Well, you remember when we were down by the lake after I lost my voice? You guys were walking back to the house, so I grabbed Poobie and I tied him up, and I threw him in the closet because I didn't want to play in my characters. Then I went to the store, and I got honey and tea, and that fixed my voice.
I knew it.
Yeah, and then I was like, you know what? I don't want Logan and Elena hanging out with Poobie anymore. So I dressed up like Poobie, and then I was mean to you guys to make you guys hate Poobie.
Well, then how'd you get the video with the 10 million views?
Oh, I just photoshopped it.
Hey, guys. Remember me? The one you left tied up in a closet? Oh, hey, Lance. Dick.
Sorry, Poobie.
No, sorry, Poobie. This is a crime.
Guys, let's all just calm down, okay? We have to finish Jeffy Loses His Voice. So, Lance, play Jeffy.
What? Are you kidding me? We're not going to do this now.
So, baby, we haven't had alone time in a while.
I know, Marvin. We've just been so busy with Jeffy.
But I think Jeffy's in his room right now, so we can be alone.
Oh, okay.
What? Jeffy, stop it! Why?
Take me to Disney World.
What, Disney World? I can't take you to Disney World right now.
I gotta show Mickey Mouse my ducky toy.
Mickey Mouse does not care about your ducky toy.
I gotta show him that it squeaks.
He's not gonna care that it squeaks.
See, look.
I see that it squeaks, but Mickey Mouse does not care.
Mickey Mouse is gonna go, oh, that's a cool ducky toy, Jeffy. Hot dogs.
Wait, okay, he might say that, but there's no point going to Disney World just for him to say that.
And then Goofy's gonna say, gosh, Jeffy, that sure is a cool ducky toy.
Okay, well, look, we don't need to go just for you him to say that.
And then Pluto's gonna say, bark.
Okay.
And then Donald Duck's gonna go,
ducky toy.
Okay, well, look, listen, you already did all the voices, so you don't have to hear them say it.
Well, no, I don't go to Disney World.
We're not going to Disney World, Jeffy.
If you don't take me to Disney World, I'm going to squeak my ducky toy all day.
Marvin, how about we try distracting him with something?
Like what?
I don't know, maybe a scavenger hunt?
Ooh, a scavenger hunt. That would distract him for a long time. Hey, Jeffy, we got something. You got something cooler than Disney World.
What?
A scavenger hunt.
What's that?
It's like a treasure hunt, but with no treasure at the end.
So then why would I do it?
Well, because there's a prize at the end of the scavenger hunt.
Is it Disney World?
Maybe. Or something cooler than Disney World.
What's cooler than Disney World?
Whatever the prize is at the end of the scavenger hunt.
Well, I don't want to do it.
Well, you're going to do it. Okay, how do we start the scavenger hunt?
Let me write down the clues and hide them around the house.
Okay, look, the scavenger hunt's about to start.
All right, Marvin, I hid all the clues.
All right, let's get Jeffy started on the scavenger hunt, and then we can be alone.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready to start the scavenger hunt?
No.
Well, you're going to do it anyway. All right, clue number one. Got a runny nose?
No.
Let me finish. Or dust on your shoes?
No.
No need to cry.
I'm not.
Simply hunt for... What would you hunt for?
Rabbits.
Rabbits? How'd you get rabbits?
Well, you know how they say, oh, it's rabbit season. I'm hunting rabbits.
It's not rabbits, Jeffy. Look, if you had a runny nose, what would you wipe your nose with?
My arm?
Ew.
Okay, well, if you had dust on your shoes, how would you get the dust off?
I'd wipe them on the carpet.
Well, if you were crying, what would you do?
Get over it.
Jeffy, you're supposed to answer the riddle.
Rabbits.
It's not rabbits!
Marvin, maybe we should help him with this one.
Okay, the answer is tissues.
Tissues? How is it tissues? You've never heard anyone say it's tissue season. I'm going to go hunt some tissues.
Why'd you put hunt?
Well, it's a scavenger hunt.
You should have put look, because now he thinks hunting is rabbits. All right, look, Jeffy, the answer is tissues. Go find a box of tissues.
And then I get to go to Disney World.
Well, there's going to be another clue on the tissue box. Just go find a box of tissues. Okay, now that Jeffy started his scavenger hunt, we can be all alone now.
Yeah, we can.
All right, Daddy, I found your tissues.
Jeffy, you're not supposed to bring the tissues to us.
Why? I won. Now I get to go to Disney World.
No, I never said that. You have to finish the scavenger hunt. You have to find the next clue.
Well, where's that at?
Flip it over, Jeffy. It's on the bottom.
Look, there's the clue, Jeffy. Read it. Go on the scavenger hunt. Leave us alone.
I can't read it.
Why?
My eyes don't work.
Yes, they do, Jeffy.
I turned them off.
Baby, read it.
One hand is longer than the other, but you don't need a dock. It has numbers 1 through 12. I think it's time to look at a...
boat.
Boat? How'd you get boat?
Well, because there's a dock right there, and that's where you park a boat.
No, not that kind of a dock. A dock like a doctor.
Well, then why didn't you write doctor on the clue?
Well, what rhymes with dock, Jeffy?
Lock.
Well, you add a C in front of that.
Clock?
Yeah, the answer is clock, Jeffy. Go find a clock.
Well, how does a clock have hands?
Clocks have two hands, and one is bigger than the other.
No, they don't have hands!
Yeah, they do, Jeffy. They have hands on their face.
Oh, you guys are smoking something. I'm gonna go find a clock, and it better have hands, and it better look at me with its face.
Just go find a clock, Jeffy. That's where the next clue is. All right. Hopefully, Jeffy is distracted right now with the scavenger hunt, and we can be alone now.
Yeah.
All right. You guys got some explaining to do. I don't see the hands, and I don't see the face, and I don't want
to
see them.
Jeffy, every time you find something, you're not supposed to bring it to us. You're supposed to figure it out on your own.
But I want to see your face and hands.
Jeffy, it's just called a clock face.
Do you see a face?
Jeffy, it's right there.
Yeah, Jeffy, the face is right there.
Oh, then you guys better definitely give me whatever you're smoking, because I don't see a face or hands. Is it a scary face? Did it look like this?
Ooh. No, Jeffy, it does not look like a scary face. Look, there's a clue on the back of the clock. Flip it over.
Read it.
But no, Jeffy, we're not helping you anymore. The whole point of the scavenger hunt is for me and Mommy to have some alone time. So look, you need to go figure this out. Look, go get some friends to help you.
Okay, so at the end of this scavenger hunt, am I going to get to go to Disney World?
I don't know. There's a prize at the end of the scavenger hunt, and I don't know what it is. What is it? Don't tell me. Look, just go on the scavenger hunt, get some friends to help you, and you might possibly go to Disney World.
Because I'm going to be really pissed if I do all this scavenger hunt and I don't get to go to Disney World.
Look, just go through all the clues, please. All
right.
Okay, we're gonna be alone now.
Hey, Cody, check out my cool new remote control car.
Oh, cool. Can I play with it?
Yeah, just don't break it.
Okay, I'll try not to.
Yeah, just be very careful with it.
Let's see.
No. Wait, what? Cody!
Oh, no.
It better not be broken.
I'm sorry.
Hey, guys, can you guys help me with my scavenger hunt?
What, a scavenger hunt?
Yeah, my mommy and daddy told me that if I completed it, they would take me to Disney World.
Oh, cool. Can we go?
Yeah, I want to go to Disney World.
Yeah, if you guys help me with my scavenger hunt, then y'all can go to Disney World with me.
I want to go to Disney World. Okay, Cody, let's help with the scavenger hunt.
Okay. Let's see. Getting a little hungry? Perhaps you have a date? Search for this round item. A meal fits nicely on a...
bowl.
Yeah, it's bowl.
Yeah, you eat cereal in a bowl, so it says getting a little hungry, so you eat out of a bowl.
Uh-huh, yeah, and it's round.
Okay, let's go in the kitchen and find a bowl.
Okay.
All right, guys, the bowl is in here. Look, there's the bowl right there.
Yeah, we did it!
We get to go to Disney World!
Yeah!
Cody, there's a piece of paper under that plate.
What's this? Let's see. But it's another clue!
Why would they put a clue under the plate? It was supposed to go under the bowl.
Yeah, what's it say? Need to wash your hands without water? Oh my, what a miser. Maybe you need a bottle of...
Water?
Well, no, it says without water.
Who washes their hands without water?
Yeah, that's gross.
That is gross. A bottle of shampoo?
Well, I mean, you'd still need water to wash it off your hands.
Ooh, Sprite. You can use a bottle of Sprite to wash your hands.
Well, you could, but then your hands would just be sticky.
Hey, guys, look, there's another clue over here.
Another clue?
Why is it under a bottle of...
hand sanitizer.
Oh, that rhymes with miser.
Yeah, they're supposed to rhyme.
Okay, so what's this clue say?
They always have a good view, but they won't send you a bill. Look under a window. The next clue is on a...
stripper.
What?
Look, they have a good view, and they won't send you a bill.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true, but why would a stripper be under a window?
Huh. What else could it be?
Ooh, binoculars. They have a good view.
Oh, yeah, binoculars. Okay, we gotta look for binoculars.
Ooh, a duck.
Yeah, they don't send you their bill. They keep their bill.
Yeah, a duck with binoculars would have a really good view and a bill.
Yeah, so we gotta find a duck with binoculars that strips that's under a window.
Yeah.
Start your windows.
Here, ducky, ducky, ducky.
You got some money to throw at you.
Hold on, guys. I'll do the ducky call.
Are you guys looking under the window?
Yeah.
I just don't see them. Oh, guys, I found a clue! But where's the duck with the binoculars?
He probably got tired of standing here and went home.
Huh, well, he left this clue on this windowsill. Let me read it. The sun is bright today, even through your eyelashes. Perhaps you should protect your eyes. Look for a pair of...
Safety goggles!
Yeah, you gotta protect your eyes and put on safety goggles!
That's gotta be it.
Alright, guys, go look in the drawers in the kitchen for safety goggles.
Okay.
No! No!
No.
Check that one.
Okay. Ooh, I found some sunglasses.
But sunglasses? I thought it was safety goggles.
Must have been sunglasses. Let's see what the clue says. This thing can show you lots, even pictures of Pooter. It has keys and a mouse. Why don't you look for a computer? It's computer.
It's computer?
Yeah, I look at pictures of Pooter on my computer all the time.
Well, let's go to the computer! All right, Cody, there's my computer.
All right, show me some Pooter.
Oh, we found a clue!
Are you covered in slime? Well, I will be when I get done using this computer. Do you need a good scrub? Grab some soap and water and head for the handy-dandy...
sink!
It's gotta be sink.
Yeah, because it says, do you need a good scrub? And you scrub your hands in the sink with soap and water.
Yeah!
All right, let's go to the sink and get the next clue. All right, guys, do you see the clue?
No, I don't see it.
I don't see anything.
Guys, the clue has to be in the sink because the sink is the answer.
Yeah, check under the sponge.
Okay.
No, it's not there.
Well, grab the last clue. Maybe we're missing something.
Okay. It has to be sink, see, because it says, do you need a good scrub? Grab some soap and water and head for the handy-dandy sink. It has to be sink.
It has to be sink. Wait. Cody says, the handy-dandy. Maybe we have to call a handyman, because the next clue is inside the sink, and we need a handyman to get inside the sink.
Yeah, that has to be it.
Okay, let's call a handyman.
Okay.
Hey there, you call a handyman?
Yes, sir. We need your help getting a clue that's inside the sink.
A clue? What are you playing, Blue's Clues? How'd the dog even get its paw in the sink? How did Steve draw that?
No, we're doing a scavenger hunt, and one of the clues is inside the sink.
Oh, it's kind of mean of the person who put the scavenger hunt together to hide it in a sink like that. I mean, what do you even get for winning the scavenger hunt?
If we win, we get to all go to Disney World!
Yeah!
Really? Can I go?
Yeah, everyone gets to go if we win.
Oh, okay. Let me just open up the sink and see if I can find a clue.
Yeah, the clue should be in there.
Oh, let's see here. It's not in there.
What? The clue is not in there?
No, I opened up all the pipes, and I checked all of them, and then put them all back together, and there was no clue in there.
Oh, no, it has to be in the sink.
Well, do you even know for sure that it's in the sink?
Well, look, there's the last clue. Tell if it's in the sink.
Oh, let's see. Are you covered in slime? Do you need a good scrub? Grab some soap and water and head for the handy-dandy...
Guys, come on, it's shower.
It's the shower?
Yeah, obviously. That, you know, that has soap and water, and that's where you scrub. It's gotta be the shower.
Okay, let's go check the shower.
Yeah.
Alright, guys, we're in the shower. Do you see any clues?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, guys, I found a clue! It's in the bathtub!
Oh, it was bathtub.
Oh, yeah, bathtub.
No, it was shower, see, because the shower's connected to the bathtub, so I win, me.
Let me read the next clue. Alright, these things can be very sharp. They aren't for beginners. If you need to cut out a shape, just look for some...
knives.
What, knives?
Yeah, it's gotta be knives. They're sharp, they're not for beginners, and they cut things.
Yeah, knives!
Yeah, it's gotta be knives.
Alright, then let's go in the kitchen and get some knives!
Yeah!
Oh man, just got done cleaning the entire kitchen!
Guys, the knives are over there!
Let me see.
Gene, what are you doing in the kitchen? And be careful with those knives.
We're doing a scavenger hunt, Chef Evie.
Well, why are you messing up my kitchen?
Because if we win the scavenger hunt, we all get to go to Disney World.
Ooh, can I go to Disney World too?
Yeah, if we win, we all get to go.
Oh, well, why is he messing with those knives?
Because there's a clue on one of those knives, Chef Evie.
There's not a clue on those knives, Junior. I just watched those knives. They're spotless.
Well, then help us with this, because we think the answer is knives.
Well, let me see. These things can be very sharp. They aren't for beginners. If you need to cut out a shape, just look for some... It's scissors, Junior.
What, scissors?
Yeah, it's the scissors, Junior. You can't cut out a shape with a knife. You need scissors.
Well, guys, Chef Pee Pee says the answer is scissors.
Nah, he's dumb.
Yeah, it's not scissors.
Yeah, it's not
scissors,
it's
Junior.
It's not scissors, Chef Pee Pee. Where are the scissors at then?
They're right here. There's a pair right here.
Wait, guys, Chef Pee Pee was right. The answer is scissors. Come over here. The clue. All right, guys. The last clue is in here.
Is this the last clue? Well, yeah, because it says last clue right there. You haven't gone bonkers? Perhaps you should color with crayons or your brain.
brand new car.
It has to be car. So we can drive to Disney World.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think we're all getting new cars.
We all get brand new cars. We can't even drive yet.
Wait, who do we go to get the cars?
My dad, because he's the one who set this whole scavenger thing up.
All right, let's go get them.
Yeah,
car.
Sorry, Marvin. I just woke up. I was just so tired after making that scavenger hunt.
But we've been alone for so long, and Jeffy's been distracted. We could have been doing so much fun stuff, but you've been sleeping the whole time.
I'm sorry, Marvin, but now we can do whatever you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We get brand new cars! We get brand new cars! We get brand new cars!
Hey! What is everyone talking about?
Well, we finished the scavenger hunt, so now we get brand new cars.
Yeah, we're ready for our brand new cars.
And the trip to Disney World.
Well, where'd you guys get car from?
Well, Danny, the last sentence of the last clue says, perhaps you should color with crayons or your brand new car.
Bonkers doesn't rhyme with car.
Well, no one's saying that it does. We just want our cars.
Well, yeah, the trip to Disney World.
The answer is not car.
Well, then what is it? Is it jet ski? Because I'll ride to Disney World on a jet ski. That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
No, baby, show them what it is.
Okay. I'll read it to you. Is this the last clue? You haven't gone bonkers. Perhaps you should color with crayons or your brand new markers.
You're joking, right?
Yeah, where's the car?
What? You're telling me that we did this entire scavenger hunt just to get markers?
They're washable.
Yeah, so if you like color on the walls, we can wash it off.
But we're still gonna go to Disney World, though, right?
Yeah. Disney World, right?
No, no one's going to Disney World. You get markers, Jeffy. Go color with your markers.
So you're telling me no Disney World, no new cars, and I only get markers?
They're washable markers. 10 of them.
You motherfucker!
Marvin, your phone's ringing.
I know, I can hear it. It's right next to me.
Okay, fine.
Hello?
Hello. This is Jackie Chu, Jeffy's teacher. I was calling to tell you that Jeffy's going to be getting his report card today, just in case he doesn't show you.
All right, thank you for warning me.
Who was that, Marvin?
It was Jeffy's teacher. Let me know he's getting his report card today.
Ooh.
Ah, Daddy, help me! I was putting on my shirt and it started eating me!
Anyway, it's not eating you, Jeffy. It was just stuck.
All right, thanks, Danny, for saving me from the big bad shirt monster.
Well, look, Jeffy, your teacher just called me and let me know you're getting your report card today, so don't try to throw it away or anything. You have to show me.
Okay, Danny. Well, there's not going to be any bad grades on it because I'm the smartest boy ever.
Well, look, if there's a single F on that report card, your life's over. You're grounded for a year.
Okay, Danny, but there's not going to be any F's on it.
Well, look, get to school. Get your butt to school.
Oh, just my butt? All right, can you help me take it off?
Well, no, get your whole body. Go to school.
All right, Danny.
All right, class, today, before we get started, I'm going to hand out your report cards. Here you go, Penelope. Here's your report card.
All A's, yes.
Junior, here's your report card.
Only one F? That's a new record.
And Joseph, here's your report card.
Oh, dude, I finally did it. All F's. You know how hard it is to do that?
Wow, Joseph, that's very impressive.
Thank you.
And Cody, here's your report card.
All A's. I knew it. You know, sometimes I get tired of being so smart.
Maybe you should get all F's like me.
I'm good.
All right, Bori, here's your report card.
Whatever. Just gonna be a trash man like my dad anyway.
And Jeffy, here's your report card.
Oh no, all F's. My daddy's gonna kill me. Guys, I got all F's on my report card.
High five.
No, because my daddy told me he was gonna kill me if I got a single F.
Well, I don't have parents, so.
Well, Jeffy, why don't you just take Cody's report card home and say it's yours?
But no, that's not gonna work because my report card has my name on it. And besides, I save all my report cards because I want to get into a good college someday. Oh, and my mom gives me Zerberts on my belly for every A I get.
What's a Zerbert?
It's where she blows on my tummy and I'm super ticklish.
God, I hate you, Cody.
But guys, for real, my daddy said he's gonna kill me if I get an F on my report card.
That's it, Jeffy. Why don't we fake your death? Why don't we call your dad and say you died at school today and he'll never see you ever again?
But no, Junior, that's a terrible idea. Doesn't that seem kind of extreme just to avoid getting punished?
Well, my daddy said he's gonna kill me anyway, so we might as well do it.
Okay, I've got my phone.
All right,
guys, it's ringing.
Aren't they just gonna look at the caller ID and see who it is?
I blocked my number, Cody. Shut up. Baby, can you answer the phone?
Sure, Marvin. Hello?
Hey, this is Officer Tells Bad News Johnson. I'm calling to inform you that your son Jeffy died today at school.
What?
I know, you seem very upset. If you have any questions, feel free to ask.
What happened?
Well, Jeffy and another student were playing tag during recess, and Jeffy fell into a pile of ants. And then a plane crashed, only killing your son. The ants are fine, though. They're fire ants. They were normal ants until the fire from the plane explosion turned them into fire ants. But he's dead.
Oh, my God! Is it going to be on the news?
No, it won't be on the news because the owner of the news, Sir Isaac Newston, was the one flying the plane. And he didn't have his pilot's license, so he crashed his plane. And that would make the news have a bad name. So we just don't want anyone to know about it.
Oh, my God! My poor Jimmy!
Yeah, so he's dead, so you'll never see him again. I'm so sorry. Bye. All right, guys, they totally believed it.
Sir Isaac Newston?
Who do you think invented the news, Cody?
I don't know.
Sounds believable to me.
Thanks, Joseph.
So my parents really think I'm dead?
Yep, they think you're dead, so you don't have to go home and show them your report card.
Sweet.
But wait, where is Jeffy going to live? Because he can't go home.
Oh, you're right. Jeffy doesn't have a place to live. Hey, Cody, can he stay with you for a while?
But me? I don't want him living with me.
But it's your fault that we had to do that whole phone call thing.
Well, how is this my fault? I told you it was a bad idea.
Because you wouldn't let us borrow your report card.
Well, I would have rather you taken my report card than have him live with me.
Well, look, it's your fault, so now you have to let him live with you.
But why can't he live with Joseph?
Dude, I live in a cardboard box.
Okay, fine. He can stay with me for one night. Come on, Jeffy.
Oh, baby, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? What? What? Say it without crying.
Jeffy died.
What? Well, why are you so calm?
Jeff told me to calm down.
Wait, but how did Jeffy die? What did they say? A plane crash? Really? That sounds like a prank call. Let's call the real cops and see if it's true.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. We got a call from another officer saying our son died today.
Oh, well, who is the officer that called you?
Officer Tells Bad News Johnson.
Really? Officer Tells Bad News Johnson? No, that's just ridiculous. Officer Tells Bad News Johnson retired 20 years ago. This is probably a prank call.
A prank call? Baby, what else did the call say?
Well, there was a plane crash, and the guy flying it was Sir Isaac Newston.
Sir Isaac Newston? Now, that name's just silly. Yeah, this is definitely a prank call.
Well, why would somebody want to fake our son's death?
Well, did your son have something big coming up that maybe he was trying to get out of?
Well, he was getting his report card today.
Yeah, I bet that's it. I bet he got a bad grade and he faked his death to get out of it.
Why would Jeffy do this?
Because he didn't want to get grounded. Thank you for helping us, officer.
Okay. Yeah, I just, guess I'll take off. Just leave. Honestly, I really don't want to go.
Well, you don't have to leave.
Oh, okay, cool, thanks.
What about our son?
He'll probably come home, baby. He has nowhere else to go.
Yeah, so, what do you guys want to do?
I mean, there's nothing to do.
Find our son.
Hey, you want to play slap hands?
What's that?
Well, try to slap my hand. Ha ha! Got you, loser!
Well, you try to slap my hand.
Okay. Easy, loser!
Oh, no, let me try again.
Okay. Nope. Nope.
Marvin.
Nope. Nope.
Marvin.
Nope.
Marvin!
What?
Call me Jeffy!
Well, I gotta try to slap his hand.
Nope. Nope. Ow, okay, that's it. You're under arrest. You're under arrest. Ow. Uncle, get off me.
Okay, Jeffy, you can only stay here one night and then you have to go.
Okay.
Now, look, my parents are a little weird, so just ignore them.
Oh.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
Now, would you look what the cat drugged in?
Hey, Dad. Ooh, Cody, who's your sexy friend? Meow.
Hey, woman, keep your eyes on me. I'm the only one that can cheat in this house.
Yes, Daddy. Well, guys, this is my friend Jeffy. His parents kicked him out and he needs a place to stay, so can he spend the night?
If his parents don't want him, what make you think we do?
Now, Tyrone, that's not how we treat our guests. So what's wrong with you? You some kind of junkie or something? You gonna hurt our little Cody?
Yeah, what you got? What you holding, huh? Huh?
No, guys, he's not a junkie. He just needs a place to stay. So can he spend the night? I guess so, Cody. But I don't want to hear any of that loud rap music after midnight.
Yeah, this is a jazz household. We don't like that rap music.
Oh, and Cody, dinner's gonna be ready in a few minutes. We're having pierogies and party pizza.
Ooh, pierogies? Oh, we feasting tonight, baby.
So you and your friend go wash your hands and feet. Okay, Jeffy, welcome to my room. What, Ken? Cover yourself up, you dirty, dirty boy. We have company. Sorry about that, Jeffy. Ken just doesn't know how to act around company. I think he needs a spanking. Hear that, Ken? I'm gonna spank your little plastic tush.
Boy, your little weird old dinner's ready. God!
Come on, Jeffy.
Boy, will you hurry up? I'm hungry!
I'm here, Dad. Wait, where's Jeffy's food? Oh, Cody, your friend's not eating at the table with us.
Yeah, his plate over there in the corner on the floor.
Wait, why? Well, we don't know where he's been. He might have rabies.
Yeah, he like a stray dog.
Well, I go to school with him. He doesn't have rabies. Cody, don't argue with me. I'll smack you. I'm sorry, Jeffy. You have to eat on the floor.
Oh, okay.
Hey! Don't touch that food we haven't even said grace yet. All right, everybody bow your heads.
Dear God, thank you for this delicious food. And thank you for not letting any of my side chicks get pregnant.
Oh, thank God for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for good health and a short refractory period. Amen.
Amen. That's just a beautiful prayer, honey. That's how prayers should be, straight from the heart.
Mm-hmm. I meant that.
Okay, Cody, eat your food. Wait, Mom, what is this? It's a pierogi. Eat it. You're going to grow up big and strong.
Yeah. Big boys got to eat their pierogies.
Oh, I hate eating off the floor.
So, boy, how was school today?
Yeah, Cody, did you learn a lot of new stuff? Well, we got our report cards. Oh, my God, Tyrone, he got all A's.
Great googly-moogly. You know what that means. Zerbert time!
Oh, I'm done.
Hey, shut the hell up. It's Zerbert time, boy.
It's Zerbert time. Let's go to the bedroom. Okay, Cody, let me see that belly. But my book's new ticklish.
Nah, baby, give me some Zerberts. I need some. I love Zerberts.
Ooh, Mom, one more.
Uh-oh, give me some more, baby. Give me some.
Come on, do another one.
What the fuck is going on?
Come on, baby. Yeah, I need some. Ooh. So ticklish.
Oh, I want to go back home.
All right, Marvin, your turn.
Hmm. Oh, you're so done. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, you did not just do that. You just lost. Check it out. Connect four, I win.
I mean to put it right there.
You suck. I wish my wife sucked as much as you. She's really good at connect four. She beats me every time.
We're playing again.
Can we please go find Jeffy?
Baby, look, Jeffy faked his death. He has nowhere else to go. Eventually, he has to come home.
Oh, hey, you know what'd be funny? Whenever your son comes home, you should pretend you can't see him like he's a ghost, you know, because he's dead.
That'd be so funny.
That's so mean.
That's what we're going to do, baby. Whenever Jeffy gets here, we're going to not talk to him. We're going to act like he doesn't exist.
Jeffy!
Oh, wait, look, let's answer the door and act like we can't see him.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Daddy. I'm sorry I faked my own death.
Baby, there's no one at the door. Do you see anybody?
I sure don't, Marvin.
Daddy, I'm right here! Must have been a prank. Some kid rang the doorbell and ran away.
I guess so.
Why can't you see me? I'm right here! I wish Jeffy didn't die.
Me either, Marvin.
I didn't die! I'm right here! Let's go upstairs, baby.
Okay.
Daddy!
Who's at the door? Is that your son?
Yeah, play along.
Okay.
Daddy, I'm right here!
I miss Jeffy.
I miss him too, baby. I'm right here!
Hey, I know you're going through a lot with your son dying and all, but I'm ready for the funeral.
We're ready for the funeral, too. Funeral? We don't need a funeral because I'm alive! I'm right here!
Okay, here's his tombstone.
Oh, the no. Tombstone.
And here's his body.
Oh, not his body. Oh, no. Oh, that's no. Not my body. I'm alive! I'm right here, Daddy! I'm right here! I can feel his soul trying to contact me.
Okay, you ready to start the ceremony?
Yes.
All right. We're gathered here today to be sad about the death of Jeffy, who was taken away from us too soon. We don't usually question God's plan, but today we ask, why, God? Why did you take this young man away from us in such a tragic and comedic way? Why? I curse you, God! Amen. Would anyone else like to say a few words for Jeffy?
I would. Jeffy, if you could hear me right now, we love you. We wish we could hear your voice one more time. I'm right here! Here's my voice!
All right, settle down. Calm down. That's enough of that. Let's just have a moment of silence for Jeffy. I pooted. You folks have a nice day.
I'm right here in front of you!
Wait a minute. I think I hear Jeffy from the great beyond.
What, you do?
I think so. Jeffy, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here, right in front of your face!
Oh, I can hear you, Jeffy, but I'm the only one. Is there anything you'd like for me to tell your parents?
Yes, tell my mommy and daddy that I'm sorry I faked my own death.
Okay, he says that he's not sorry and he would do it all again.
What? Well, no, I'm right here!
Look, we can see you, okay?
What? Jeffy?
What?
Daddy, you can see me?
Oh, Jeffy, you're back.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Daddy. I'm so sorry I faked my own death. I just didn't want you to see my report card. What? Why wouldn't you want us to see your report card, Jeffy? Why don't you go get it?
Okay. All right, Daddy, here's my report card.
All F's, Jeffy!
Well, I tried my hardest!
No, you didn't. You did not try at all. These are all F's. We're going to need another funeral after I'm done with him.
Well, funerals aren't cheap. Good to see you can beat someone at something. You know, because he sucks at Connect Four and slap hands. You want to play? Slap my hand.
Okay.
Ha! You suck!
Thank you.
Today, we're going to be learning about the digestive system. So I'm going to be eating some very authentic Asian cuisine, this bologna sandwich. And I'm going to eat it, and we're going to see how long it takes my body to digest the sandwich, and see how long it takes for me to crap my pants.
Is this my son Jeffy's classroom? He forgot his lunchbox.
Get over there.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, Jeffy Poo, you forgot your lunchbox.
Ha ha, how embarrassing.
Danny, what are you doing here?
You forgot your lunchbox.
All right, Danny, thank you. Now leave.
It's a Lunchable with a Capri Sun.
Okay, Danny, thank you. Leave.
Wait, that's your dad?
Yeah.
Ha ha, your dad's bald. Ha ha, bald dad.
I'm not that bald. That is very rude, young man. What if I made fun of your cone-shaped head?
Well, I'd say at least I have hair on it.
Well, I want to speak to your parents, young man. What's their number?
Okay, their number is 1-800. Get some hair, Baldy.
All right, Danny, leave. Just leave.
Okay.
Look at the bald guy leaving. What a bald way to leave.
Don't you make fun of my daddy!
Stop fighting just because he's that bald!
Hey, Marvin, did you drop off Jeffy's lunchbox?
I did.
What's wrong, Marvin?
One of the kids in Jeffy's class said I was bald.
Aw, Marvin, that's not completely wrong.
I'm not bald. I have hair on the side of my head.
You're kind of bald, Marvin.
Well, I look like that guy on TV. Who's that really hot guy on TV? Dr. Phil. I look like Dr. Phil.
Ew, Dr. Phil's not hot.
Yes, he's super hot, and every girl wants a doctor. And I also look like The Rock. I look like The Rock.
You do not look like The Rock.
I look like The Rock. The Rock's bald. I'm kind of bald. I also look like Steve Harvey.
Ooh, Steve Harvey's hot.
Yeah, I look just like Steve Harvey.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Wow, gang! Thanks for embarrassing me.
How did I embarrass you?
Because you're bald, and now all the kids in school know that I have a bald daddy.
Well, I bet some of the other kids' dads are bald.
Well, they didn't see the other kids' dads. They saw you and your bald head.
Well, look, just tell them when you're older that bald is considered sexy. Right, baby?
Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah, Danny, I'm not going to sit there and let the kids keep bullying me. Can we get a marker or something and color in your hair?
No, Jeffy, look, there's not much I can do about being bald. I guess I can call a doctor and see what the options are.
Good.
Okay, I'm going to call a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor. So, I'm going bald.
Haha, you're bald, baldy. You're so bald.
Yeah, so someone called me bald today, and I don't want to be bald anymore.
Yeah, of course not, because of how bald you are. Look at your bald head.
Well, aren't you going bald?
Don't touch me.
I'm just saying, aren't
you going... bald bitch?
No, I'm just saying, aren't
loser.
You...
loser.
Hey, let him up.
Yeah, let me get up.
Yeah, okay. You're lucky your wife's here.
Well, aren't you going bald?
Yeah, but look, see? I can just show you. You don't have to touch me. Weirdo.
Stop pushing me. Look, I don't want to be bald anymore. What can I do?
Well, look, being bald is just part of aging for some people. Some people look really good bald. Like Pooby. He's hot. Sup? See?
Well, yes, Pooby is super hot and bangable.
Uh-huh.
And, like, nobody could be like Pooby.
Damn right.
So, since we can't be like Pooby and be, like, as sexy as him, like, what do we do? Like, can I get hair implants?
Oh, yeah, I can give you hair implants.
Oh, thank God.
How much are they?
Oh, they're about $100,000.
Well, I can't afford that.
I know you can't, broke boy.
Well, there has to be a cheaper option.
Yeah, okay. You could, look these nuts!
What's a cheaper option?
Okay, well, you could just try, like, buying a hat.
Well, I guess I could buy a hat.
Yeah, to be like a hat guy, you know? And then nobody could see your little bald little baby head. What? Little bald little baby bitch. Look at that little head of yours.
I'll buy a hat!
Okay.
I'm gonna go to the hat store and I'll call you if that doesn't work.
All right, let me know if you want those implants.
I'm gonna go buy a hat.
Marvin, please don't buy a hat.
No, look, I gotta try every option. I don't wanna embarrass Jeffy anymore. What's up, thang?
What?
Well, I don't want to assume what you are, baby. What are your pronouns? Mine is his, him, he.
That doesn't make any sense, Marvin. And why does your hat say YOLO?
Well, I went to the hat store, and I got this hat on clearance. The guy at the store said every kid's saying YOLO these days.
Do you even know what YOLO means?
Yeah, when kids answer the phone, they go, ring, 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 YOLO.
I don't think that's right.
And then when they're swimming in the pool, they play Marco YOLO. Marco YOLO, hey!
That doesn't sound right either, Marvin.
Baby, you're being really sus right now.
What?
Yeah, you're not being lit. Jeffy needs a lit father, so I'm going to be on fire for him. I'm the hottest thing since sliced bread.
But sliced bread is room temperature.
You're being sus again, baby. Jeffy, get in here.
What's up, Daddy?
What's up,
son? Did you just have a stroke?
No, Jeffy, I'm being lit.
Okay, you're definitely having a stroke. Mommy, can you call the doctor?
No, Jeffy, look, I'm just trying to be, like you know, relevant and hip and cool for you and your friends.
This is more embarrassing than you being bald.
No, when your friends see me, they're going to be like, he's so lit, period, Pooh.
What's period poo?
I don't know. I googled like the top 10 things kids are saying these days, and period poo is one of them. So I think period poo means when a girl takes a dump and it's her time of the month.
Oh,
period poo!
Okay, Marvin, we're gonna move the hat so it looks like this now.
Yeah, Dad, you look like you're gonna go deliver peaches!
This hat is lame like this, unless I can put like a big red M on the front of it.
No, I don't think that's a good idea, Marvin.
Baby, I think you need to take a period poo.
What?
Oh, my hat fell off.
Yeah, well, I think we should leave it off, too. No cap.
What? No, yeah, no cap. Yeah, lit. Sus. Sus. Everything. He's being sus, everybody. Okay, look. I need a hat because I can't afford $100,000 hair implants. I guess we could just turn on the TV and hope a cheaper option shows up.
Hello! I am Dr. Friedrich Finkelschitz, and I have shaved my head to demonstrate my newest product, Dr. Finkelschitz. Hair spritz! Are you tired of being bald? Well, worry no more, because one spritz of Dr. Finkelschitz hair spritz, and you will no longer be bald. Now watch this. Now we wait for 5 seconds. Oh, it worked! Yes! Now, if you would like a full head of hair like me, all you have to do is order Dr. Finkelschitz hair spritz for just $19.95. Order now!
Oh my God, I'm gonna order that right now.
Oh, Marvin, those infomercials are always a scam.
I guess you're right. I guess I'll go back to wearing the hat.
Nope, order it.
I'll go order it right now.
Period poo.
Come on, come on, hurry up with my package, come on. It's here! Hello?
Did you order Dr. Finkelschitz's hair spritz?
I sure did.
Well, here you go.
Thank you so much. Where's my 5 cents?
What?
Yeah, you said it was $19.95.
Really?
Yeah, so I gave you a 20, so you owe me 5 cents.
You don't need the 5 cents.
I do need the 5 cents. I'm very stingy.
It's part of the shipping. How about that?
Okay.
Just take the spray.
Guys, the hair spritz came in. Baby, spray the top of my head.
Okay.
I want to watch.
Just hurry up and do it.
What do I do?
Spray the top of my head.
Okay.
Ah! What was wrong?
I got it in my eyes!
Oh, I'm sorry, Danny!
Oh, what's gonna happen?
I don't know! Danny, I can't see anything!
Marvin, that's so much hair!
But it means it works! Alright, baby, spray the top of my head.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, just spray my head. I want hair.
Okay.
Oh, I'm scared.
Did it work?
Yes, Marvin, you have so much hair!
I do? I bet I look so sexy. I'm gonna go look in the mirror.
Mommy, can you shave my head?
Sure, Jeffy. Let's just wait till Marvin gets back.
Oh, my God! I'm so hot! Look at my full head of hair! Oh, my God. I'm gorgeous. I can look at myself all day.
Mommy, it's been hours.
I know, Jeffy. I can go check on him. Marvin, it's been 3 hours and you're still staring at yourself in the mirror?
Baby, look at me. Look at all my hair. I'm hot.
Marvin, you're not that hot.
Of course I'm hot, baby. You're just jealous you don't have as much hair as I do.
Marvin, your hair's a mess.
Baby, I understand. You're jealous because a bunch of girls are going to want me now that I have hair. But you have to trust me. I'm not going to cheat on you.
Marvin, no one cares about your hair that much.
Everyone cares about my hair, especially me. Ooh, the doctor. I can call him back and get revenge.
Hey there, someone call a doctor again?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Baldy, is that you?
Baldy? I don't know anyone who's bald.
Whoa.
Wait, don't touch my hair!
Hey, don't push me!
What's wrong? You wish you weren't bald?
What? Stop! Stop
you,
pushing
you little
me.
Bald spot boy!
What? Don't call me that!
Marvin, stop bullying him!
He bullied me, so now that I have hair, I can get revenge. Hey! What? Little bald spot! Hey, let's check out that bald spot!
No!
Whoa! Hey, world! He's going bald! Hey. Baldy!
You mean!
Marvin, that's so rude!
Oh, he shouldn't be bald, and my nuts are rude. Okay, I'm gonna use some more hairspray. I need some more hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No, I'm crying in your son's bed.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It's a little weird.
Marvin's being mean.
I know. That hair's changed him.
How do you even grow all that hair anyway?
He used Dr. Finkelschitz hair spritz.
Oh, no. Don't you know what that stuff does?
No, what?
Well, if you use too much of it, the hair, like, takes over your brain and you turn into a hair monster.
Oh, no! What do we do?
We gotta shave Marvin's head before the hair takes over.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, Marvin, we got something for you.
Oh, my God!
Jesus Christ!
You guys like my new hair?
Well, yeah, kinda.
Marvin, that hair's ridiculous!
You're just jealous that you don't have as much hair as I do.
Marvin, that hair's gotta go. Oh, my God, it's a monster!
You said it was gonna turn into a monster!
Well, I lied. That was just an excuse to shave his head so I could bully him again.
What?
Okay, look, I'm gonna shave it anyway.
You're not gonna shave my hair. Get him, Harry.
Oh, Harry, that's a very creative name. Oh, God, it's eating me alive!
Oh, my God!
It's eating me! Just kill it, kill it!
Marvin, that hair's gotta go! I did it.
Oh, no, my hair, my beautiful hair. Why'd you shave it off?
Marvin, that hair turned you into a monster.
But, like, why'd you shave me bald? You could have left a little bit of hair.
Because, Marvin, I love you just the way you are.
Aww.
Ha ha, Baldy, you're bald again.
Well, you still have that bald spot on the back of your head.
Yeah, you're right.
Marvin, aren't you glad that all that hair's gone off your head?
No, not at all. I wish I had the hair back on my head. But I guess I still can wear the hat.
Oh, no, not the hat.
What's wrong with the hat?
Oh, just wait.
Yo, 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 what's up, my brothers? Marco, YOLO, hey!
God, I preferred the hair monster.
Well, you guys are being sus. Hey, baby, why don't you take a period poo?
What?
It's what girls do in the bathroom.
Yo, who's gonna shave my head?
Oh, let me do it.
Well, hey, how about I do it? Because you guys are acting sus, am I right?
Dissection. So each of you should have a dead animal on your desk, and you're gonna cut it open with the kitchen knife I gave you.
Oh man, this is so awesome. I get to cut open a frog and see what its insides look like. Hey Cody, what animal did you get?
I got a pig.
Blah! You got your mom! That means you get to see what the inside of your mom looks like. Every guy knows what that looks like.
Ha! Your mom's a hoe!
No, she's not.
Hey, you know the last time your mom was cut open was when you were born because you were a C-section?
Ha! C-section!
I wasn't a C-section.
Yeah, you were.
Ha! Yeah, you were.
Teacher, why are we playing with knives? It seems really dangerous.
Hey, Cody, catch!
But no, damn it! Joseph, don't throw that!
Watch, I'm gonna throw it when you least expect it.
Teacher, can I move desks? Or can you at least tell Joseph to cut it the hell out?
Kraus, be careful with a knife! You could poke your eye out with that thing.
Well, Cody, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I have a knife in my eye. Teacher, I'm gonna go to the nurse.
See, Kraus, that's why I told you to be careful. That's why you should always be wearing your safety goggles, even though I didn't provide any to you. And you can thank the school funding for that. But anyway, back to the animal dissection. So what you're gonna do is, you're gonna cut down the abdomen of the animal that you have and pull out the stomach.
Whoa, dude! I cut his skull open, now I'm gonna get his brains out. Oh, look at how squishy it is!
But Joseph, you were supposed to cut open his stomach.
But dude, I wanted to play with his brains. Look, watch this. Splat! Sticky!
Oh, that's so awesome! No, I'm gonna get my brain out. Hey, Joseph, look, I got mine's brain out.
Oh, dude, I bet you won't throw it at the chalkboard.
I bet I will.
Oh, do it, dude.
After you get the stomach. Hey, who threw the brain? Hey! I know the brains look fun and squishy, but don't throw the brains at the board. Maybe after class.
Sorry, teacher.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Cody, I didn't know you were a pirate.
I'm not a pirate, Junior.
Then why do you have an eye patch?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because Joseph stabbed me in the eye, and then the nurse had to put a Band-Aid over it, but it didn't help because I'm permanently blind for life. Thanks, Joseph.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy.
Did I miss anything?
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to cut out your animal's brain and throw it as hard as you can at the board.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he said like, we could do it for fun.
And if you look up to the right, you'll be able to see your animal's heart. Who threw the brain?
Cody did it.
Cody, principal's office now!
But they said I was supposed to do it. The brain I was supposed to throw at the board.
No!
Screw you guys.
Sorry, Cody.
I hate this class.
Oh, I don't want to cut open this froggy.
What's wrong? It's already dead. Look at my pig. Look at his guts and his wiener.
Oh, okay. I guess I gotta cut open this froggy.
I think so too, Vince.
You can talk?
Of course I can talk. I got 14 tadpoles and a missus at home. Please don't kill me.
I don't want to kill you, but my teacher says I have to.
No, you don't. You can harm me. Listen, I was captured against me will, and I've been playing dead ever since. Please don't let me die.
Well, I guess I can get you out of here. I can take you home and show you to my daddy.
Thank you so much.
All right, Kraus, real quick, important announcement. You are not allowed to take your animals home. That's school policy, okay? So I'm going to come around to Kraus, and I want you to show me your animal stomach.
Oh, no! What do we do?
Hide me and say I'll run away.
Oh, that's a good idea. Where to hide you? Oh, I know. Hurry, jump inside my diaper.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, where's your animal stomach? Wait, Jeffy, where's your animal at?
He got up and ran away.
What? He ran away? Fast! Everyone be on the lookout for a frog! Jeffy, do you know where we get these animals from? Area 51. Because they're extremely intelligent, but very, very dangerous. So we have to kill them and dissect them to prevent them from taking over the world. But don't worry, Jeffy. I will not rest until I find your frog! All right, Kraus, everyone can go home for the day. But make sure your animal is dead before you leave. And if you see that frog, make sure you call me directly.
All right, Mr. Froggy, let's get out of here.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
Guess what's in my pants? It's green and covered in warts.
Jeffy, if it looks like that, it's been infected. What have you been doing to it?
Well, Daddy, I had it out on my desk at school, and the teacher wanted to see it, so I put it in my pants and I came home.
What? Jeffy, if your teacher wanted to see it, we have to call the cops, because there's something wrong with him. And we have to call a doctor, because it's green and covered in warts. That means there's something wrong. Jeffy, your wee-wee's not supposed to look like that.
Well, it's not my wiener, Daddy.
Oh, well, then what is it?
Well, close your eyes and turn around, and I'll pull it out and show you.
I'm scared, but okay.
All right.
Thank God I'm out of there. Don't you ever change your diaper.
All right, Dan, you can turn around now.
What, it's a frog?
Well, yeah, I'm a frog.
Oh, my God, it can talk!
Oh, of course I can talk. You see my cousin in them commercials? Did you know that you can save 15% or more in 15 minutes on car insurance? Something like that.
What, Jeffy, where'd you get a talking frog at?
Well, I got it from school. The teacher wanted me to cut him open, and so I saved his life.
That's true. He's my hero.
Aw, Marvin, Jeffy saved that frog's life.
Well, frog, it's time for you to go back outside where you came from.
Well, you know, this frog has a name.
What's your name?
Frogger.
Well, Frogger, you can go back outside, you can get ran over by cars and pee on plants or whatever you need to do.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. All right. Well, Jeffy, I'll see you later, mate. Thanks for everything.
All right, bye, Frogger.
Marvin, I'll see you later, too.
Okay, bye. All right, Jeffy, no more bringing amphibians into the house.
What about frogs?
Frogs are amphibians, Jeffy.
Well, then why didn't you just say that instead of saying amphibians or something?
Oh, Jeffy, look, just no more bringing animals into the house, okay? So go to your room.
All right, Daddy.
Gotta call the chief.
Hello, who's this?
You know who this is.
Sergeant Frogger, you made it out alive, you son of a bitch.
I told you I'd make it out.
Great job, Sergeant. Now you know what to do.
Oh, yeah. Kill all humans.
Make them pay for all those frogs that died in those school dissections.
With pleasure.
What was that?
Sorry, I got a frog in my throat.
Hope it's not my wife.
Oh, man, I don't know what to cook tonight.
Oh, hello there.
Wait, is that a frog? Oh, I can make frog legs. Hey, give me your legs, Froggy.
Or we can make something different tonight. How about Chef Arms?
Chef Arms?
Yeah. One down, billions to go.
All right, baby, what movie do you want to watch tonight?
Ooh, let's watch a scary movie.
But which one do you want to watch?
You should watch Scream.
Roger, what are you doing here?
Oh, hi there, Marvin. You want to know what I'm going to do with this knife?
What?
I'm going to stab you in the rib. It will hurt. Get it? I'm going to stab you in the rib. It will hurt. Ribbit will hurt. Ribbit. I'm a frog. Frogs say ribbit.
You're going to kill me with how long you're explaining this joke.
Why are you trying to kill us?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because humans have been slicing up frogs for years. I think I'm going to slice you up.
Oh, no.
Marvin, what do we do?
Look, there's a fly.
Oh, you think I'm going to fall for that? Ooh, get over here, little bugger.
Run!
Hey, come back here!
Run in the pantry, run in the pantry!
Boy, get back here, you!
Oh, baby, close the door, close the door!
I know you're in there.
Marvin, call the cops.
Wait, let me get my phone. Come on, answer the phone, it's the phone.
Marvin, open up. 911, what's your emergency?
Oh, yes, please send help. Help, help, help.
Okay, what's going on?
There's a frog.
A frog?
Yeah, a big scary frog.
Sir, you're a grown man. Why are you afraid of a frog?
Because he's trying to kill me.
Okay, sir, I think you have ranidophobia. That's a fear of frogs.
Yeah, I have ranidophobia. I ran the f*** away from this frog trying to kill me.
Okay, frogs can't kill you. They're not dangerous. Except for poison dart frogs. They can kill you. They're very dangerous. They're all colorful. And they look like candy, but if you eat them, you'll die. Is it a poison dart frog?
No, it's a really big frog.
Marvin, don't forget to tell him about the knife.
But who is that?
It's the frog. He can talk.
What, a talking frog?
Yeah, and he has a knife.
Sir, are you on something? Are you okay?
Well, no, I'm not okay. He's trying to kill me.
Okay, sir, I think I could call you an ambulance so they can get you mentally checked out.
Well, no, please just come help me. The frog's trying to kill me. Look, I'm in my pantry, and he's trying to kill me, and he said he's going to stab me in the rib. It'll hurt. He said he'll stab me in the rib. It will hurt. Ribbit.
Like ribbit. Oh, this is a prank call. Bye.
No.
Marvin, open the door.
Marvin, it's not locked.
Did you say it's not locked?
Oh, no.
Open the door! Open the door! Marvin, open the door!
Hey, Mr. Frogger.
Froggy, what doing?
Oh, hey there, Jeffy. Me and your parents are just playing hide and seek.
Why do you have a knife?
Oh, we were just about to cut some cake and have some fun.
Help, Jeffy, help!
Why is she screaming?
She's saying help! Cut the cake! She wants to help cut the cake, so that's what we're trying to get in here.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, they're showing at the door. I'll go get it.
Yeah, go get it. Marvin! Here's Froggy!
Hello?
Jeffy, there's a tracker in the frog, and I tracked it to your house. Get to safety. I'll handle the frog.
Okay.
Come on, Marvin! I just want to slice you open!
Roger, we meet again.
Jackie Chew, what are you doing here?
You should have never escaped, because your death would have been quick and painless. But now you suffer.
Now you're going to be the one that suffers long and painful.
We'll see about that. Two in the pig, one in the sea!
Oh, no, please. Give me a second chance. I'll change.
It looks like I'm eating frog legs tonight.
Thank you so much, Jackie Chew, for saving our life.
Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Marvin, today's been a weird day.
Every day's a weird day in our life.
True.
Hey, Danny, look what I found. Can I keep him?
But no, Jeffy, you can't keep any random animals that you found outside.
Marvin, what could go wrong with a pig?
Well, the frog tried to kill us.
That was a frog.
I guess you're right. I guess you can keep the pig.
Hey, Chief, they don't suspect a thing. We'll finally get payback from all that bacon they've been eating.
Excellent!
Hey, Danny.
Question. How long is too long to eat an onion ring you found underneath the refrigerator?
What?
3.5 months? Is that too long?
Yeah, that's too long, Jeff. You're not eating an onion ring you found in the refrigerator. It has green mold on it.
Well, let me tell you what happened. So about 3.5 months ago, I put this onion ring underneath the refrigerator because I wanted to grow an onion. Well, it didn't. So now I want to eat it.
You're not going to eat it, Jeffy. It's gross.
Not going to eat it or not supposed to eat it?
Both. You're not going to eat it. Give me the goddamn onion ring. You're not eating this. There's someone at the door.
Hello? What? Goodman?
Is that a goddamn onion ring?
Yeah.
Can I have it?
I mean, it's 3.5 months old.
Is it your newborn fucking baby? How do you know its age? Why are you carrying it around your house?
No, I found it under the refrigerator. It's been under there for 3.5 months.
Then why are you still holding it? Why didn't you throw it away?
I don't know. I don't know. I just...
That goddamn onion ring. Yum! Tastes like shit, Marvin!
It's 3.5 months old!
Why didn't you tell me?
I did! I
thought you were lying.
What?
Yeah, let me in! There's fucking bugs out here with malaria and Ebola and shit. I gotta talk to you about something.
Okay.
Fuck away from me.
All right, Goodman, what do you want to talk to me about?
I got two words for you, Marvin. Possibly one. Pickleball.
Pickleball? What is that?
It's this new sport I started playing because I'm rich and bored. It's like tennis, but not.
Well, I've never heard of it. How do you play?
Well, I'll show you. Chives! Get your ass out of the car and bring the pickleball shit! Move that old dick! He's on his way.
Are you sure he can hear you all the way from your car?
Of course he can, Marvin. I have his hearing aids turned all the way up to the point where it's making that humming sound. He can hear an astronaut rub one out on the International Space Station.
I brought your pickleball paddle, sir.
Oh, you did? You think you did a good job, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Come here. Come here. Where the fuck is the ball?
I'm so sorry, sir. I did it right away.
Jesus, I hate him. Well, anyway, Marvin, this right here's the paddle, and I'd show you the ball, but someone doesn't like to do their job. So whenever he decides to, you'll see the ball.
I got the ball, sir.
Oh, you did? Thanks, Chives. Go fucking get it.
Very well, sir.
Sometimes I like to play fetch with my butler, because I have to get his heart rate up so he doesn't die on me.
I got the ball, sir. Here you are.
Oh, thanks,